evening, everyone, and welcome to Riverside International Speedway, located just moments away from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, on the edge of James River. Tonight, it's Canada's ultimate short track race, the IWK 250, presented by Steve Lewis, featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Drivers, teams, and race fans have hauled thousands of miles for tonight's event.
Tonight's NASCAR star is the defending winner of the IWK 250. Mr. Kenny Wallace is in the house.
I tell you what, I am so excited at Riverside Speedway. I'm ready to go.
To win tonight's event, you'll have to have your homework done.
Antigonish is probably the most fun track that we've got in the Maritimes and one of the best I've ever run at, and I've run at a lot of them.
Clear all around right there.
Well, it takes a lot of patience.
250 qualifying laps is what it is today.
It's a race that you really got to keep your head about you. So really, it's a matter of, you know, being cautious but being aggressive. And those two statements don't really go together, but that's what you got to do.
Yeah, you got to really be a smart racer and, you know, have something left for that last 25 laps.
A lot of things can happen in a hurry. You can let it all hang out.
Doesn't matter how fast you're running. You might be the slowest car at the racetrack, but if you can drive in, turn in the middle, and get on the gas, you got a good chance.
You can feel the intensity. Legs are bouncing in their seats.
Three wide for the lead. What a move.
You can see them sawing the wheel down in turns one and two, trying to hold on.
I think he can get it done.
This is the night we've been waiting for.
This is going to get very interesting.
And if you could win the IWK 250, you will join a star-studded lineup of who's who.
My name is Frank Frazier, and I've been proud to be a two-time winner of the IWK 250 in Antigonish.
Hi, race fans. This is Ben Rowe, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Fans, I'm John Fleming, and I'm an IWK 250 race champion.
Hey, this is Junior Hanley. I was Riverside 250 champion twice.
Hey, race fans, it's me, Darren McKinnon, and I'm an IWK 250 champion.
Hi, race fans, this is Mike Rowe, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Hi, race fans, it's Rolly McDonald, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Hi, I am Terry Clappenberg, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Hey, race fans, it's Mike McKenzie, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
I am Greg Stewart, and I have won the IWK 250.
Hi, race fans, I'm Sean Tucker, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Hey, fans, I'm Wayne Smith. I won the IWK 250.
From PEI, Kent Vincent, a two-time champion.
Holy turkey dinner!
Hey, race fans, this is Regan Smith, and I'm a winner of the IWK 250.
I'm Donald Chisholm, and I'm an IWK 250 champion.
Hi, race fans, it's Dylan Blakehorn, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
And here last year.
Hey, everyone, this is Kenny Wallace, and I am an IWK 250 champion. Yeah!
Who will win Canada's ultimate short track race, the IWK 250, tonight, and have their name etched into history? On the John W. Chisholm Memorial Cup.
This is good stuff. We've got one of the best tours. I mean, this is good racing. I'm so impressed.
Get something cold to drink, Canada. It's race time in the Maritimes.
The 2019
IWK 250, presented by Steve Lewis, starts right now. About the
good evening, everyone, and welcome to Racetime Radio Worldwide, and welcome to Riverside International Speedway for tonight's IWK 250. Man, oh man, we are close. Drivers all belting in, and we are just moments away from the command. Let me introduce you to our broadcast team here tonight, overlooking turns one and two. From Paris, Ontario, it is Mr. Jerry Paxton. What's going on there, bud? You ready?
Oh, Joe, you can feel it in the air tonight. Everybody's excited. I could hear the screams as we introduce drivers. I don't know. I don't know why they sell seats. These people are all going to be on their feet when the green flag comes down, and I don't think they're going to sit it down until the checkers is down as well.
And overlooking turn three and four, probably a little bit of the middle as well, a seven-time champion in different disciplines out here in the Maritimes, He was a pro stock driver. We convinced him to be a color commentator, and now we got him right down where we want him. Of course, I'm talking about Brad Mann. What's going on there, Mr. Mann?
Well, Joe, as they say, I traded the steering wheel in for a microphone, and it's been quite a ride with you crew on the Racetime Radio. It's been a blast to do this, to bring all the action live to the race fans. All across Canada, U.S., we have a big following, and to explain some of the mechanical parts of these cars that make these things go around and keep you race fans tuned in to what's going on.
Also up in the broadcast booth, we got to welcome in Dylan Langell. What's going on, big guy? You ready for this one?
I've been born ready for this. It's a hot, steamy night in James River, Nova Scotia. We have 32 pro stocks ready to race. We have multiple IWK 250 champions, and we've got some drivers who are returning here, some drivers who haven't had that much luck here at Riverside, and luck be a lady tonight, it could be on their side, and they could be winning the John Chisholm Memorial Trophy.
Dreams or nightmares? I think we're going to maybe satisfy both here tonight. We'll find out. Also on the broadcast team, of course, the voice of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. He is trackside. You know who I'm going to say. Mr. Tim Terry, what's going on there, big guy?
Oh, we're getting ready to fire these cars off momentarily. We remind the crew member, if you're beside the car and your driver is ready for 250 green flag laps of racing, we'd ask you to have the one hand held high up in the air. I got one question for this looks like sellout crowd because there's no seats around here. Who's ready to see some Pro Stock racing? Oh, come on. It's the IWK 250. It's electric down here. You can be louder than that. Who's ready to see some Pro Stock racing? Yeah, I think they're ready. Couple of more moments before we go.
Okay, Tim, you let us know when you are set to go. Until then, Jerry, qualifying was very, very interesting here today. It was slick. It was hot. We look at Riverside now. Half of it is still in the sun. Half of it is in shade. What are we going to see?
I think what we're going to see is the cars that are consistent will be consistent. The cars that were super fast, well, they may find themselves slowing down a little or having to put a little more bite into that car, but everybody's confident. We talked to the drivers there during the autograph session, every single one, confident in their car, whether it's a little bit loose, a little bit fast. Except for one driver I can think of, he's still here on pit lane, and I don't know how confident John Fleming is in that car. I think they changed everything but the number.
Talk about dreams and nightmares. I think we got our first nightmare happen in the 97 of John Fleming, but you never can count that guy out. Not until it's lap 250 here at Riverside. Brad Mann, this is when the butterflies fly, right? This is it?
This is the deal, Joe, where you sit in the car and you think, okay, did we check this? Did we check that? Did we check this? Everything going to be good? I'm going to be patient here. I'm just going to take my time. And first thing, a car goes by, and it's like patience are out the window, and I'm on my way. We got a shaded front straightaway. We got the sunshine on the back straightaway. So we got two turns to be a little greasy. The other ones will have a lot of grip. You'll see the fast cars, as Jerry said, they'll probably be okay. They may not be as fast as they were. But you'll see the adjustments at lap 125, and whatever you do then, you're stuck with it for the rest of the night, so you better make the right call.
Well, let's get ready, folks, to get this IWK 250 started. We need a command.
Drivers, start your engines!
There we go, 250 laps set to go green, presented by Steve Lewis.
There we go. The butterflies have started in this kid. I can tell you that right up here. This is what we've been waiting for, Jerry Paxton. And the cars do fire. There's some sound of music we've been looking for.
Have the crash cart standing by because my heart's just a flutter and I can't wait to get this one underway. The anticipation is just a little bit too much, I think, this year. I don't know what it is. It's been a great weekend so far. The weather couldn't be better. The track conditions are perfect. The drivers are all stoked, pumped. I haven't met a driver in the field yet who isn't confident he can, or she can win this IWK 250. We're going to know shortly, but we're going to find out just what they've got when they start rolling them, and they're doing it now.
Well, I mentioned it in the pre-race show, but if you just tuned into Racetime Radio, you may be asking yourself, hey, I haven't heard Josh Paxton yet. He's usually down there where Brad's looking over. Our thoughts go out to Josh and his family. They had a death in the family this week. and Josh unfortunately had to cancel, family first, and he will rejoin us. But Josh, you got to know that all of us here at Riverside are thinking about you tonight. You give Di a squeeze and enjoy the IWK 250. Brad, all of it goes out the window right now, right? It's all in the driver's hands, or are the crews still going to play a key role in this race?
Joe, one of the most important things in this race is your spotter up next to you up in the grandstand, because he has to tell him the race is going to be so tight, he's got to tell him when he's clear, when there's a hole. So the spotter becomes a very important part of this till we get all spread out here. But the spotter will be on edge all night just as much as the driver will be to make sure that he doesn't make the wrong call and cost his driver a chance at winning the IWK 250.
Let's have a listen on the scanner and see if we can. I know we got Jeff Gottler here. He is one of those NASCAR Pindy spotters. He's helping Donald Chisholm tonight. Let's see if we can cheat in.
I just thought there was either stain or something different down there. Bunch of oil dry there. I'm not sure what from.
They are having a look, and they're getting the track sorted out. You can bet that. As Tim Terry is making his way back up into the tower, and he did make it. Oh, he's hydrating. That's
important. I was blocking him. I'm like, I'm a big dude, and I was blocking Tim here, so you weren't able to see him.
Yeah, well, you know what? Hydration is key, and you're going to want to do that if you're here at the Speedway, even if you're sitting at home. Trust me, you're going to get thirsty. Listen to this one. The IWK 250 is not for the faint of heart. This is going to be a war out here in the Maritimes. 32 cars are on the starting grid, and they are circulating around this big, beautiful speedway.
And Joe,
yeah,
Brad and I were cooling down slightly in his truck just prior, and the thermometer on his dash said the temperature on the infield was 38 degrees Celsius, which is about 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That's a hot start.
I would have to agree with you there. Add the humidity in. Don't forget, the ocean can't be any more than about 2 miles from where we are right now. It is humid, to say the least. But you know what? Everybody looks like they're all set and ready to go. You would think that the air conditioning's on some of these race cars. Potentially, Tim.
The cool boxes, the cool shirts are definitely going to help out this afternoon and into this evening. And a beautiful field of 32 late models getting ready to go. Green tough break earlier for Nevin Scott and Harry Ross White did not make the show. But we've got 32 of the best getting ready to go green here in just a few moments for the IWK 250.
I don't think we're going to have to wait too long, Dylan, for the oil temperatures and all the fluids in the car to come up. But you do have to circulate a little bit.
That's true for sure. And it's been really hot all over Canada. I mean, in Alert Nunavut, it was 22 degrees last week. Yeah, it's hot everywhere here. And two hot cars besides the Pro Stocks here. How about our pace vehicles tonight, everybody? We have some Mustangs courtesy of Steve Lewis, who sponsors this race tonight. We have a Shelby Mustang and a beautiful red Mustang here. You can't get better than that. He supplies these sweet hot rods every year for the pace vehicle. And these are two sharp ones.
Man, oh, man. And I'll tell you what, that red 302, that bus that is making its way off the speedway right now, it's got a new MAV TV Canada sticker on it. I know. I was with Steve today when he put it on there. If you haven't got MAV TV Canada yet, you're going to want to check that out. It's available on everything. Check with your television provider and check out MAV TV. You want some Canadian racing? You need two things, MAV TV Canada and Racetime Radio. You got those two. You got them covered. And between MAV and us guys over here, we're going to keep you well entertained with the Canadian racing stuff. As Rob Bonus, the starter for the Parts for Truck Steering, indicates to the team, to the field, Tim, to double up.
We're getting ever so closer to the IWK 250 start. The pace vehicles that were on from Stones RV and Steve Lewis Autobody have pulled off the racetrack, and now we are getting ready to double this field up. And it's 32 cars, Joe. It's a long way around. It might be a little bit easier to work around here if they're doubled up.
It is, and the guys are having some difficulties. There was some stopping and starting a little bit earlier, and it's got the field sort of going for some fits just yet as they are starting to take form now. You want to make sure that, you know, you got that car rolling, and rolling they are now. It's nice to see. The wave lap is going to be coming up here, and fans, you're going to want to be ready for that.
Yeah, I see Scott Cunning over there just looking over scoring and making sure that everything is ready to go, and just a few more moments away, and this is when the butterflies start to come up in these race cars, Joe. The electricity is around this racetrack, and it's going to be exciting when we throw the green flag for 250 green flag laps presented by Steve Lewis. And this is an iconic race. Kenny Wallace last year, second half of the race, stormed to the front of the field to win this IWK 250 as Craig Ward will fall to the rear of the running order. The Sherwin-Williams Automotive finishes 0-2. Car John Fleming has rejoined the field after coming down onto pit road. So all 32 cars that were in the starting grid are on the racetrack as we get the field lined up behind the CARSTAR pace car, the Parts and Trucks Pro Stock Tour pace car, and we will get ready to send these drivers off in style next time by. As they come through corners number one and two, ladies and gentlemen, this time by, we want you on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, grab your programs, grab anything that's not bolted down here at Riverside International Speedway, and give these drivers a wave off and get them on edge for 250 green flag laps. Come on, everybody on your feet. Come on, get to waving. They'll wave back at you, saluting you for coming out and supporting them in the IWK 250 presented by Steve Lewis. I know turns one and two can hear me. Get up on your feet. Toast these drivers as they get ready for 250 green flag laps.
What a scene here at Riverside International Speedway. We still have sunlight, and it is bathing the back stretch here at this track. But down the front stretch, it is in shade, and it won't be long. And we'll be popping the lights on this big, beautiful facility. Rob Bonas shows the field. One to go. Lights out the top of the pace car. Doesn't get any more real than this, Timmy. Here we go once again.
The IWK 250, the 32nd running of this event. And up on the front row, it's Donald Chisholm in car number 88. On the outside, the 91 of Dylan Gosby, 32 strong, rounding 3 and 4. Round number 7 of the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour is green. And dead even across the line, the 91 of Gosby trying to get the advantage on Chisholm. But Chisholm will storm that 88 to the front.
Down the back straightaway, Chisholm in the lead with the 91 of Gosby tucked in behind him. They're still doubled up behind him, but now the two Ashton Tucker fighting with the 29 of Greg Proud for third spot. Behind them, the 82 of Chris Hughes, the 13 of Cassius Clark.
As they continue to work around corners number 1 and 2, the 82 of Chris Hughes looking underneath Cassius Clark. That's the first side-by-side battle at the front of the field, and that is for position number 5, Kenny Wallace on the outside of Waylon Farrell. Chris Reed has Craig Spotlight to dance with. Top 4 are single file, and then it's back to C-Money trying to take position number 5.
It's a beautiful sight here at Riverside International Speedway. We have cars door handle to door handle, and a familiar sight, the number 88, driven before by John Chisholm tonight, driven by Donald Chisholm, styled after the 1971 Holman Moody car that John Chisholm had here. He is leading the pack in the early get-go of the IWK 250. Jerry, business really starting to pick up.
It certainly is. They're starting to get that thing into single file, but in the middle of the pack, no way. They're still doubled up. Cole Butcher in the 53 now gets by the 19 of Kenny Wallace as the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn having a scrap for position with the 99 of Craig Sloanwhite. Behind them, the 0 of John Turple. They are mixing it up in the middle of the field, all trying to get that correct running position so they can be in the position to get better as they go through.
Single file throughout your top 10 right now. First side-by-side battle just outside the top 10 at 13th place. It's Turple, Sloanwhite side-by-side. Sloanwhite lets that spot go to Turple. Here comes the 23 of Somerville. To the inside, we got one around. It's Brandon McFarland, and that will bring up the caution.
And we have another spinner down the front. The 11, Marty Prevost, goes for a little bit of a spin. He did top the wall a little bit. I know Brad Mann having a little bit of issue with his microphone over there. It is turned on here, so.
Don't know if his mic passed the inspection earlier. Maybe failed inspection, we'll put it
yeah,
that way.
Yeah, it was working earlier. Probably a battery. Let me take a look. Yep, as a matter of fact, I look at the chart here, and it isn't on. So when that mic is on, I can see a battery level here, and there ain't no battery level.
I can see Brad is fiddling
digging in
there.
The bag.
He's digging in the bag.
Digging in the bag.
So we are under our first caution for the IWK 250 night, lap number 7 here. And Marty Prevo
did it again.
Marty's trying to get back to pit road. He drove back the other way and almost spun it the other way, and it looks like maybe the right front corner might be a little bit down on that thing. They're going to bring it into the crew and take a look at it.
Yeah, they will. And I know we will take a dig into that. Also pit side, the number 21 is Sean Pierce, right off the start of this one.
There we go, Joe.
There you go. New batteries work so good.
It's trying to recycle the old ones, you know, keep the budget down.
Oh, you're good.
You know, I just didn't want to spend that extra $4 on your budget, Joe.
You're a good man.
So it's dead. We can't reuse it. So we'll give it to the recycle people, and we'll be just real popular.
Good deal. Good to have you back, brother. Good to have you back. We are 7 laps complete of tonight's IWK 250. Live from Riverside International Speedway. This should be a quick caution, so to speak, as the field is getting sorted out. Nothing on the racetrack, nothing on the surface. So this is going to be one of those speedy type ones, Dylan.
I imagine so, and I believe in the theory that cautions bring more cautions, especially with a long race like this. It's a good opportunity for a lot of drivers to make some adjustments. We see Nicholas Nogle, the 08, inside the pit area. We see 5-time champion John Fleming in the pit area. It looks like they're looking underneath the right rear tire, and including Ken Vincent and Betty White. I'm not used to seeing that white 8 car here, and he had some trouble in the heats earlier this afternoon.
You know what? I talked to Carol and Alan Vincent, the parents of Kent Vincent, and I asked Carol, I said, has Kent ever driven a car that had a white face on it? And she said, not that I can remember. It's weird for me, let alone weird for everybody else that's on the racetrack. And they nicknamed the car Betty White because when they bought it from the Heinz Racing team, they found a part that had Betty on it. It was a white part. So that's why I asked Kent if it was anything because of Betty White. Didn't want to say age or anything else, but that was assumed. And Kent gave me a dirty look, but that's how it came to be. But they still got some dialing in to do. And speaking about dialing in, we're going green next time. Bye.
Yes, we are. We have the field all doubled up. Donald Chisholm, Dylan Gosby make up your front row. 29 proud Ashton Tucker to his outside. Row three. You got Cassius, and you got Chris Hughes in the 82. Pace car hits pit road. Sherry, here comes the field.
And back on the loud pedal down the front, straightaway to turn number one. It's a dead heat race between the 88 of Donald Chisholm, the 91 of Dylan Gosby. But as they go down the back straightaway, Chisholm runs away, puts the car length on the 91 of Gosby. The battle down for third between the 29 of Proud, the 2 of Ashton Tucker. Cassius Clark will round out the front five of that number 13, and they are coming like a herd of bees down behind them.
Now it's Farrell and it's Jonathan Hicken looking all over his back bumper as he makes his way through the field. But Kenny Wallace wants to follow him through along with Slonwaite on the bottom. Oh, and the 53 gets sideways. Cole Butcher, and he gathers it up. What a job by Butcher.
23 of Lonnie Somerville right on his heels trying to get back through the field. The 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Dylan is on the move. He started in position number 11 and has worked his way up already to position number 7. Side by side for third. The big dodge on the inside. Great crowd. And the youngster from Littleton, Ashton Tucker, for third.
Well, Jonathan Hicken is a driver who has won 2 previous races in the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour race season this year. He can make it 3 in a row tonight at the IWK 250. Still, all 32 cars on track. Your leader from the start has been Donald Chisholm in the 88. And Jerry, we see a great battle for third between the 29 and the 2.
That's an unbelievable battle. Ashton Tucker in that number 2 using the outside lane. The lane everybody said had no speed until later on. Tucker doing a great job of holding on up there. But now the 29 of Proud begins to slink away. And the 13 of Cassius Clark following the 29 through.
Well, Tucker will fight back. He'll have none of that. Ashton Tucker gets back up on the outside of Proud. He doesn't want to give up that position too easy. Catches Clark sitting there like a fox, watching for which way to go as he watches these two go door handle to door handle.
And he doesn't want to let that spot go because there's a conga line formed up on the inside line. Ashton Tucker, I think the first spot in line though, is about all the way back to 10th place or so. The 13 of Cassius Clark continues to work underneath. A little bit tight off corner number two. Frank Pratt will take that spot away for third. But as they battle, the top two have broken away, and Gosby keeping in the tire tracks is on the chisel.
Tucker, Proud, and Clark have been nearly three wide about four times now. Now here comes Clark looking on the inside of Proud. Proud of that number 29, Atlantic Dodge, Dealer's Dodge, shuts the door in turn three. But on the front stretch, Clark again, who crossed the finish line first last year, digging to try and get in the top three.
Keep an eye on the 13 of Cassius Clark. He gets down below the number two of Ashton Tucker, steals that position. Now he's beside the 29 of Greg Proud and coming fast down the front straightaway to turn one. Cassius Clark puts it out in front, puts Proud behind him down the back straightaway. The 13 car is up to third.
And the 12 of Farrell and the 48, he's closing in behind the Dodge. Following him through is Jonathan Hicken. And there's Kenny Wallace in hot pursuit, trying to follow through as they've got Ashton Tucker stuck up on the outside.
Great qualifying effort for Waylon Farrell this evening, and now continues the battle within the top five as it closes in on a Greg Proud. The field will put a lap on the English Jeweler 02 of Craig Ward, and the 88 of Chisholm, the 91 of Gosby continue their battle up in front, but now the 13 has pulled away from the battle for third and now tries to track down those top two.
Yeah, Donald Chisholm and the number 91 of Dylan Gosby, they had some of the fastest cars clearly in the Atlanta tiltload heats we had earlier this afternoon. They're showing that. Getting around the slower cars of Craig Ward. And now it's Cassius Clark in that 13, that King Racing 13, going to try and join this two-man posse up front.
And Cassius Clark in the 13 is closing the gap on the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Slowly reeling them in. It was about a 15-car length lead. It's down to less than 10 as they come down the front straightaway on lap number 24.
Kenny Wallace got around Ashton Tucker to get that position. Tucker is set in behind his back bumper. Following through is Chris Hughes and the 99 of Slonway. And here comes the Reed brothers up through the field, followed by Lonnie Somerville.
Almost three wide for a time. Josh Collins thought about putting a three wide on Kyle Reed and the 53 of Cole Butcher. They work around the 02 of Craig Ward, Blankhorn, and Cole Butcher lockstep outside the top 10 right now, back at about 14 minutes.
Almost nowhere to go for a champion returning here tonight, Sean Tucker in the 52. He's in the mid-pack along with winners here like Dylan Blankhorn in the 67. They're looking on the outside of the top 10 currently. Up in front, it's the two-car breakaway. Well, now three-car, as I mentioned, that because Cassius Clark has caught up to Dylan Cosby in the 91 as they go through turn three and four. But Donald Chisholm is still your leader here.
And Chisholm having a great run now as he starts to pick his way around some of the slower traffic, putting the 23 of Brandon McFarland down a lap. Behind him, the 91 of Gosby is only a length and a half behind him. Here comes the 13 of Clark. He is less than a car length behind the 91. Front three have a quarter straightaway lead on the 48 of Waylon Farrell, and he's got a mirror full of the 29 of Greg Proud.
Jonathan Hicken, Kenny Wallace, Ashton Tucker all in on the back bumper. Greg Proud is it's a freight train from fifth on back. Up front, they got about a three-car breakaway. Donald Chisholm getting through traffic a little easier than the Gosby. Cassius Clark sitting on Gosby's bumper watching every move.
John Fleming goes one lap down here, and the leaders will begin to encounter some heavier lap traffic. The 32 is Sarah McKay, Craig Ward, the 02, Primo, and Duguay just ahead of Donald Chisholm as he rounds corners three and four. Quick pace in the first half of this IWK 250. We're already 32 laps into this thing.
And possibly a change of hand with second place. Cassius Clark trying to get around Dylan Gosby, but he will have the slower car, the 32 machine of Sarah McKay. And Craig Ward going another lap down here at the IWK 250. 33 laps in, Joe.
Yes, 33 laps complete in tonight's IWK 250, presented by Steve Lewis. And it is the number 88, not the number 89 tonight, Donald Chisholm. Out front, setting sail, as we got a challenge for that second spot, the 13 of Cassius Clark is Chase Waters is clear off turn two. Give him the second spot over the number 91, and Dylan Cosby back to third.
And catches Clark just literally sailed on by the 91 of Cosby. He's got his sights set on the 88 of Donald Chisholm, and he is trying to close down that gap. Donald Chisholm trying to run away as the sun slowly sets. The racetrack now totally in shade, and that could be a good sign for a little bit more grip. Could be good for some and bad for others.
What a run the 48 of Farrell's having. The Dodge, Big Red Dodge is behind him. Jonathan Hicken followed by Kenny Wallace, by Ashton Tucker along with Slonway. He's a fight for the spot. Fifth on back to 10th. Somerville working his way up, and the 67 of Lakehorn coming through the field with the reeds on his bumper.
A lot of single-file racing right now. Drivers content to ride. Looks like Jared Butcher lost a couple of spots here. The 54 was way up the racetrack in turn two. He might lose one more here to Rusty as he goes to the inside. They put a lap on Brandon McFarland. Hard to keep an eye on everywhere, but that lead getting a little bit closer. Here comes C-Money looking in on the 88.
That car is very fast, and he's angry. He wants this. Coming up from Farmington, Maine, the lone American driver here tonight at the IWK 250, and Donald Chisholm was nearly sideways coming into turn four, opens up the gate
by one.
13, and now Cassius Clark is going to try and take the lead here at the IWK 250.
Cassius Clark doing a great job of pushing Donald Chisholm up the racetrack. He just sat the nose in the right spot, forced Chisholm to go to the higher line. Cassius Clark uses the bottom. He's got the nose in front as they exit turn two down the back straightaway. Cassius Clark into 13, gets in front of Chisholm. Clark steals the lead on lap number 42, and Cassius Clark now out in front.
They work their way through heavy lap traffic. That's how Cassius Clark got around Chisholm. Roll on back. It's quite a distance back now to Farrell. He's still followed by the 29 of Proud. Hicken sits in behind him. Kenny Wallace and Ashton Tucker followed by Slonway.
And now the field begins to work. Heavy lap traffic. Prevo and Pierce side by side ahead of Cassius Clark. Goes to the outside line. Does the 13. Up in front. Problems for Reed. Is he blown up? Maybe there's a little bit of smoke from the 31, and he's off the pace in two.
Yeah, close call, three wide between your leader, the 13, Cassius Clark, Sean Pierce, and the 31 of Reed. And I agree, Tim, there was a lot of smoke coming from that engine. Coasting at the top of Riverside International Speedway. Don't have any fluids leaking on that car. The 31, Robbie's towing machine, brings it to the inside of the track. No caution.
45 laps complete in tonight's IWK 250. The 31 is on his way down pit road.
29 of Greg Proud's up.
29 is also slow.
29 of Proud entered her pit road. A shock to the Big Red Dodge. Something gone wrong with it. Along with the 31 of Reed. Proud will pull it into his pit. Trouble under the hood of the 29.
The 13 of Cassius Clark goes down the back straightaway, still trying to pick his way through the slower traffic. He's trying to get around the 11 of Marty Prevo right now. Prevo fighting to stay ahead of him, stay on that lead lap. But Cassius Clark gets to the inside as they come down to turn number three. Finally gets around him. The 88, Donald Chisholm, is going to close the gap just a little bit as they come down the front straightaway.
Terry, take us through the field as we have lap 49 complete.
Blistering pace to the opening laps of this IWK 250. Cassius Clark is your leader. He's got one lap cover between himself and Donald Chisholm in the 88. Dylan Cosby runs in position number three. Waylon Farrell on the outside of the 21 is John Beards. Put him a lap down. He's got company, though, in Jonathan Hicken. Hicken takes to the inside of the Van Dorn Racing Development number 48. They battle in lap traffic, and it's going to close in. Kenny Wallace as well. Wallace right in behind in car number 19 at position number 6. Ashton Tucker runs behind in 7th. 8th is Craig Swanwhite. 9th is the 23 of Lonnie Somerville. And now into the top 10 is Dylan Blankhorn, but Blankhorn has company. Kyle Reed to the inside. They've dispatched Chris Hughes outside the top 10. Josh Collins, Cole Butcher, Sean Turple, the 52 of Tucker, the 40 of Robbie McEwen, the 18 of Darren McKinnon, the 29 F of Frank May, the 54 of Jared Butcher. Complete your lead lap cars. Well, one more, Nicholas Noggle, but he's ahead of Cassius Clark.
Brad Mann, you have to be patient in this race. How much patience can you use? You don't want to drop a lap.
You can't be patient now with the torrid pace they're set. You got to get going. Cassius Clark is about to lap some real good cars here, so everybody's got to get on the move. He's only like six car lengths behind the 54 of Derek Butcher, and that's a good race car.
As they work around this racetrack, the 48 of Waylon Farrell, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken side by side for that position as Hicken tries to take it away, and Dylan Sean Pierce right ahead of them, and he might be used as a pick here. Waylon Farrell rolls the top and takes that spot back.
Yeah, you're not kidding, Tim. He certainly was used as a pick there. Jonathan Hicken is a man on the moon. Kenny Wallace, our driver, a celebrity driver from NASCAR tonight. Oh, and defending IWK 250 champion. Still sitting in the top 10, nearly cracking the top 5. Out in front, it's still the Cassius Clark show here at Riverside International Speedway. He's put a little bit of distance in front of Donald Chisholm driving the number 88 tonight. That's normally George Koskulik's car. Donald now taking the 88 by the reins on lap 58, the IWK 250, Gary.
Whatever was wrong with the 31 of Chris Reed, they fixed it. He's back on the racetrack, putting in some laps. Toward pace set by the leaders here. They put a lot of cars a lap down. Dylan Blakehorn having trouble getting up through the field. Kyle Reed got up by threat of him, so he's chasing him down for that position.
They work out into corner number 3, the 8 car, Kent Vincent up high, Jonathan Hicken will work down low of him, and this is a conveyor belt of race cars around this racetrack right now. If you're around here, you can't breathe inside the race car because you've got a battle on your hands of some sort, whether it's to put a car a lap down or maintain a position. Robbie McEwen having to defend from Darren McKinnon, the 54 of Jared Butcher. It looks like they may have just missed the setup here this evening, Dylan. Cassius Clark putting that 54 car one lap down to lap 60.
That 13 is in tune and performing beautifully tonight. And on this long stretch run, yes, we are seeing a very big amount of cars going a lap down, courtesy of the 13 and the 88. But, man, oh, man, Cassius Clark's got a bunch of cars in front of him, including the number 29F and the number 23 and the 02 of Craig Ward once again. Jerry, this is the point of the race where things really start to pick up, but the lap cars also start to pick up.
And right now the big challenge for Cassius Clark as the leader is to get through the lap traffic safely. Not all those drivers are willing to get down out of the way, and he's having to be very careful about picking his spot. And that's putting Donald Chisholm in that number 88 in a bad spot as well. They've got to be careful so that the lap drivers just not getting down out of the way. They're racing one another, trying to stay on the lead lap. But Cassius Clark setting a blistering pace. As Brad Mann said, they can't slow down. They've got to try and catch them.
They got to go. They don't want to be a lap down. Clark is coming through the field like a rocket. The battle, the best battle on the field right now is 23 of Ronnie Somerville. Ashton Tucker going at it. Looks like Brandon McFarland will duck in with the 23. He's going to make a visit to pit road.
Continuing to work around this racetrack, 67 laps completed in the IWK 250. Now Cassius Clark has lap cars side by side ahead of him. It's Terry Duguay on the inside, Russell Smith Jr. on the outside as they continue to battle it out. Cassius Clark has about a four-length lead on the 88 of Donald Chisholm. They put Greg Fay a lap down already. Dylan Gosby working around the outside of Craig Ward, and he's got a little bit of ways back and about four lap cars between himself and Jonathan Hicken. And Hicken may have nipped the bumper of that 31 car trying to get by that time.
Yeah, and the 31 was a car we saw earlier having some problems. Chris Reed racing out of Fort McMurray, Alberta tonight back here at Riverside International Speedway. Hicken again now looking on the inside of both the 31 and the 11 of Marty Prevo. Looking back a little towards the field here on lap 70 of the IWK 250. If you're wondering, how's Kenny Wallace doing? Still in the top 10. He's been in that sixth position. Pretty much hits our first caution on lap number 7, the only caution so far tonight, Jerry.
And the field very mixed up at the moment with cars on the lead lap and cars that are down a lap. And everybody's being a little cautious, but racing hard. Jonathan Hicken, number 5, he's got three lap cars in front of him. He's just having a horrible time trying to get by the 08 of Noggle, the 31 of Chris Reed, and the 11 of Marty Primo. He finally gets around the 08 of Noggle. Now down the back straightaway to turn 3. He's going to look to the inside of the 31 of Chris Reed, down the front straightaway, trying to get up on position and get through there. He'll get around the 31 of Reed, and away he goes.
Cassius Clark just putting a lap on the 18 of Darren McKinnon. The next one on his list, look at the zero and the 40 of McKinnon. The zero, Sean Turbo, next two cars in front of Cassius Clark, and he continues to set a torrid pace on lap 74, green flag from the get-go. One caution, and we've been green ever since.
And Turbo and McEwen are going at it in front of the leader, Cassius Clark. Robbie McEwen in the Ryerson Construction, number 40, trying to get by the Dexter Construction, number zero. That's a battle for a lead lap position, but Cassius Clark right there. And oh, by the way, Cole Butcher, Sean Tucker, Chris Hughes, Josh Collins, right ahead of your leader as well. So Cassius Clark about to put some really, really good race cars one lap down.
Yeah, he's setting the bar quite high and catching up to a few past champions of this race, including the returning Sean Tucker, who is battling with Cole Butcher along with the number 82 of Chris Reed. It's a domino effect. Everyone's stacking up in front of the leader. Man, oh man, Cassius Clark is picking them off one by one here tonight at the IWK 250 presented by Speed Lewis.
Well, it's going to get a little hard going as they're double file here. Spotters telling them, you know, that Cassius Clark's coming. They don't want to go a lap down, so it's going to be hard to pick through these guys that are roaming double file here in the middle of the field.
Collins, Butcher side by side, Tucker and Turple side by side, right in front of Cassius Clark, and Cassius Clark is mired in lap traffic. Donald Chisholm working to the inside of Darren McKinnon. Try to get a little bit closer. Oh, Butcher gets a tap from Sean Tucker. Boys, you got to get going. Here comes C-Money.
And what do you do here as the leader? Do you kind of see what happens with the lap cards? Because they're slamming into each other. And while that's happening, Donald Chisholm has started to close in the gap on Cassius Clark. But Donald as well, he's wedged in between all these slower cars.
And the 53 of Cole Butcher now down a lap as Cassius Clark goes by. A good car. A 53 of Butcher, he won this race the last race here at Riverside, and he cannot get that car up the pace with the 13 of Cassius Clark. Clark now setting his sights on the zero of Turbo.
What happened to the 53? He got caught in behind the lap 02 car, and he got pinched down there, and he couldn't get out around, so they pinned him in and put him a lap down. Now he's going to have to fight his way back.
And not only does he have to fight his way back, he's got to fight his way back to the free pass spot because he's lost a ton of spots. Russell Smith Jr., the 18 of Darren McKinnon, and the 40 of Robbie McEwen all got by him on that exchange. So he's going to have to get up on the wheel if he even wants to get back to the back of the race award. Lap number 84, now 85 completed, as we've still got a gaggle of lap cars ahead. There's Donald Chisholm through all this lap traffic, the 88. Nipping at the bumper of the 13 of Cassius Clark. We've got a battle on our hands.
Yes, we do, Tim Terry. Donald Chisholm is within two car lengths of the number 13 King Racing car. Man, oh man, with all these slower cars in front of your leader, it's really hurt him. Sarah McKay is on the inside of Clark. Clark in the middle lane behind the zero of Turple. Chisholm in the 88 in that Mustang. Just patiently waiting to see what transpires, Joe.
Yes, 87 laps complete of tonight's IWK 250. You haven't missed a thing other than a pile of passing if you just tuned in. What a race tonight, Jerry Paxton. The IWK 250 will not disappoint.
And it's heating up once again. Donald Chisholm in the 88. On the back bumper of the 13 of Cassius Clark, the fight for the lead. They're behind the zero of Sean Turple, who moves up the racetrack out of the way. The 13 of Clark goes to the bottom. Donald Chisholm in the 88 will follow him through in turn two. And the battle for the lead is on once again.
So the next one to be lapped that Cassius Clark sets his sights on is the 52 of Sean Tucker. They'll have to get going, but there are both five car lengths as Clark pulls in quick. Donald Chisholm on his bumper.
Tucker, Collins, and Chris Hughes were able to get a little reprieve after that little battle for the lead position, but now Cassius Clark has found his footing and beginning to reel in those three to put them one lap down. 91 laps completed in the IWK 250, closing in quickly on that halfway mark.
And a fun fact, last time we were here at the Rivers. Oh, and a problem for the 40 of McEwen. I think that car has grenaded itself.
So far, looks like a dry blow. You haven't got cars spinning or sliding at all. Bobby McEwen definitely smoke billowing out the back of the 40 machine as he'll make his way down pit road. No caution. We're continuing under green. lap 93, and Cassius Clark is out front.
The reason there's no smoke, Joe, he's broke the pan air bar. The left rear tire was out rubbing on the fender, so something broke on the left rear. That's the fender rubbing. That's why there was no oil put down on the track.
That's not a quick fix, right, Brad?
No, he's going to have to park it. That's a bracket broke off, so they're going to have to park it. That takes some work, so I'd say his night's done.
Not pray for that number 40 car of Robbie McEwen, but we stay green at 95, make it 96 laps. Completed this time by Josh Collins, Nicholas Noggle, and the 82 of Hughes. Next up on the list for the 13 of Cassius Clark, Sean Tucker has gone one lap down on this run, and Donald Chisholm continuing to work to the inside and trying to reel in that 13 to see money.
Beautiful sight here at Riverside International Speedway. Cassius Clark is putting on a show here for all the fans and showing what horsepower he's got underneath that number 13. But don't count out Donald Chisholm in the 88. He has not let the 13 get out of his grasp completely.
You know, Schrader's probably listening in saying, hey, where is my buddy Kenny Wallace? Well, Schrader, your buddy Kenny Wallace is running respectable. He's back in the sixth spot right now in that Cat for Kids Toyota, the number 19. Doing a great job here tonight. James Carey of last year.
Absolutely, and right now Cassius Clark in that number 13, he came in to prove a point, and he is making his case with no way to argue it. But now out of turn two, the slower traffic in front, giving Donald Chisholm an opportunity. He tried to plant the nose of the 88 inside the 13. And Cassius Clark drives away down the front straightaway now. Managed to get away as the lap traffic started to thin up.
You wonder why Sean Tucker running so hard. He wants to stay to the back bumper as much as he can to be that three pass as Cassius Clark runs through the field. He's about to put a lap on 56. Josh Collins, that's his next victim.
And some really quick race cars right ahead of your leader, the 13 of Cassius Clark, the 82 of Chris Hughes is also there, and that's just outside the top 10. That's about back to 11th place, which would be the 82 of Chris Hughes. Josh Collins goes one lap down. He's hoping to stay in that area if we can get a caution at that 125, 126 mark. That would put him back on the lead lap.
And still, the top 10 is on the lead lap, but unless we get a caution coming up here to the break at 125, Cassius Clark is going to still lap some more cars. Chris Hughes in that number 82 is in front of him currently, and you have the 56 of Collins in between the 88 of Donald Chisholm. Lap 105 tonight at the IWK 250 on this beautiful Saturday night in James River, Nova Scotia. Cars are single file, double wide. We've seen three wide racing even here too.
To me, it's blown my mind on how many good cars right now are down the lap, but you still can't count these guys out. We got lucky dogs involved if we get a rash of caution.
Absolutely, and especially in the second half where that intensity ratchets up a little bit. We can expect the unexpected in the second half of this IWK 250, but right now, logging laps in order to win the IWK 250, you have to lead lap 250. Cassius Clark racking up some lap money right now in front of the field, but to the outside he goes on the 82 of Chris Hughes, and now the 32 of Sarah McKay directly ahead of the 13.
I think back, Tim, to the Cat 250. You and I, Jerry and Josh did, oh, I don't know, probably 2013, somewhere around there. We had the first half of that 250 go green to checkered. We've only had one caution here, not to jinx it, but it's looking a lot like that night.
Yeah, we've seen that, and I believe that was the night that Wayne Smith dominated the first half of that race and then had some issues in the second half. So anything can happen, and we've seen the opposite in last year's Cat 250 where Cassius Clark ran out of fuel before 125 happened and came back and won the race. Anything can happen in these long races here on the Maritime Pro Stock Tour. With the 13 car, Cassius Clark continuing to pull away and lap as many drivers as he can prior to 126.
And on lap 111 of the IWK 250, as you were just mentioning there, Cassius Clark has led a majority of this race. It's only been in between the 13 and the 88 of Donald Chisholm. Looking in third spot, look who it is, Jonathan Hicken in the number 5, who is on a win streak right now, 2 in a row in the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour, looking to make it 3. Right now he's sitting in a podium slot.
Jonathan Hicken is enjoying running in third spot at the moment because The front two are far, far away. The fourth place car far, far behind him. He's running in a pocket. Out lap traffic. He's just clicking off the lap, trying to get it to the halfway.
With the pace that Cassius Clark is setting, there's only 11 cars on the lead lap. And the 11th place is in his sights. It's two of Ashton Tucker. He's about five car lengths behind him. At lap 114, he's got 11 laps to put that fellow down. And there'd only be 10 on the lead lap at the halfway break.
Cassius Clark has been hustling on this run. And Esmond are closing in on the two car of Ashton Tucker to put the Brad Silicon Motorsports number two one lap down. But the 88 of Donald Chisholm has been having some tough luck trying to get through traffic. Josh Collins will go behind the 88, and now the 11 of Prevo and the 82 of Hughes. Are we going to see three wide? The 88 car cut sideways on the two. We're seeing a lot of patience out of Donald Chisholm.
Yeah, I think Donald's really emphasizing on the patience game. He could have made it three wide there, but we have a break coming up in just a few laps, and you don't want to use your car, potentially wreck it, going to the latter stage of the IWK 250. And Cassius Clark has increased his lead by a full straightaway now.
As we work lap 118 here tonight in the IWK 250, Brad Mann, as a veteran of this race, you've ran it a whole pile of times. What's that halfway break mean to you as a driver?
Well, right now, with the pace that Cassius Clark is setting, you want to run as hard as you can and hope he doesn't catch you so you can make some adjustments. It's very rare that you go a long green run, but if you get somebody good, like Clark is tonight, a long green, it puts a lot of good cars a lap down. So right now, you're just wishing, get me to lap 126 so I can adjust this baby and make it better.
And they've only got a few more. Oh, Collins around in the back straightaway. Right ahead of the five of Jonathan Hicken. Everybody gets by. I saw something fly from, I believe it might have been that 56 car, little piece of debris or something.
Well,
but
I think it was a spring, Tim, to be honest. I seen some sparks fly from underneath that car. And the 56 goes for a twirl. Did you catch that there, Mr. Mann?
There's something flew out of it, but it almost looked like it might have been a spring rubber because it looked black as it came out. So we'll have to wait and see. He sits parked crossways here, and the cars, nobody got him. It's amazing the speed where he was that nobody got into him. So they ducked underneath him. They ducked over him. He's crossways right where we come in through the gates to come into this place, and it hasn't moved yet. So I would think the car must be stalled there.
Good spot for a break on Race Time. Stay with us. We will be back.
Hey, race fans, this is Larry Berrio, and you're listening to Race Time Radio on Sirius XM, Channel 167, Canada Fox.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Race Time Radio is brought to you in part by Holiday Inn Express, New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, the official stay of the Race Time Radio broadcast crew for the IWK 250.
Don't get stuck waiting for your machinery and materials to be moved. Call Atlantic Tilt Load in Dartmouth or St. John to ask about 24-hour hotshot service. They have the equipment, drivers, and experience to get your cargo where it needs to be swiftly and efficiently. Can provide logistics planning, including escort vehicles and special move permits. They've been moving heavy industrial equipment throughout Canada and the U.S. since 1991, including overweight and over-dimensional shipments. For your next industrial heavy move, call Atlantic Tilt Load.
MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAP TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAP TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAP TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
Race Time Radio.
Only on Sirius XM 167.
We get you close.
I want my MPG.
If you're looking for miles per gallon, you're definitely at the wrong place. Maybe a few channels up or a few channels down, you'll find it. But this is Race Time Radio on Sirius XM 167, Canada Talks. And now, back with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And we are back with you live from Riverside International Speedway and tonight's IWK 250, 120 laps complete. Caution for the second time tonight has been drawn. The number 56 of Josh Collins went for a twirl down the back stretch. No harm, no foul, nobody hit him, which is good. We don't know what's wrong with this car, and we will find out. But, Dylan, what do you got going on?
Well, when we have this break here coming up in five laps, I would just like to get the attention of the Antigonish Junior B Bulldogs of the 50-50. We can have that ready at the halfway break at lap 125, as well as Heart of a Champion running their toy drive ballot. We're going to be doing that draw for a chance to win some Riverside International Speedway swag and tickets to the Cat 250 coming up. And also like to tell Green Diamond Lawn Tractor Raffle, the people running that, to meet me also near the starter stand at lap 125 again for the 50-50, the Heart of a Champion draw, and the Green Diamond Lawn Tractor Raffle. Meet Dazzling Dylan by the starter stand, because I'm wearing the dazzling suit again. If you can't see me, well, I'll have to get something brighter then.
Do you have the gloves, though?
I could throw them on.
Yeah, that might help.
Yeah, don't start playing Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Do we have a piano down there for
pretty him? Close. Yeah. Well, he's taller than Elton, though.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Yeah. That's why they call it the blues. Okay, let's get you back to some racing, shall we? Bradman, thoughts so far 120 laps into tonight's IWK 250. What are you thinking?
Well, Joe, there's a lot of good cars when the lap down. The pace that Cassius Clark and Donald Chisholm is setting is unreal, and now Jonathan Hickens joined them, so we know he's got a fast race car, so it'd be interesting to see what takes place. I know the two of Ash and Tucker must be breathing a sigh of relief that the caution come out, because Cassius Clark was about to put him a lap down. I see they ducked in the pit. They're under the hood of that two car, so we'll have to see what went amiss there. Good chance to make a pit stop, whatever it is, and see what it is. He's in the 11th position, so that's the last car in the lead lap. I don't know, Joe, who got the lucky dog pass here?
I'm not sure. We will find out. Tip Terry's going to take a little shot next door and find out from the computer side of things, and it'll be accurate. You can guarantee that. How about you, Jerry Paxton? What are you thinking so far? 120 in.
I'm a little surprised, actually, that we've gone this far with green flag laps. We haven't had any kinds of issues. The racing has been so fast, so hard, and so tight, but we've been very fortunate. All the drivers were ready. The cars, exactly as they said, the very consistent racers. Now, the weather's changing right at the break. It's right now that you can start to feel the temperature move. That means the break's going to be a little bit important to some of these guys. Some of them are going to just be happy with their car, and I'm thinking, Cassius Clark told me before we started the race, they thought they had a good piece. He didn't think they'd have to make any changes to it. Right now, if I was him, I don't think I would either.
Having a look down pit road, I could tell you right now, some of the cars that are sitting idle on pit road, the number 40 of McEwen from PEI, he had trouble a little while ago. That car looks like it's going to be parked there for a while. The 23 of Brandon McFarland, his car, the Wingin' It machine, also parked in the pits. From Conception Bay, or pardon me, Placentia, Newfoundland, the number 56, Josh Collins, they got that car jacked up. He's the reason the caution came out. The crew vigorously working on that car. I see Carl Neary down there having a look up underneath. The 97 of Sean Fleming, also on pit road. 21 Pierce. The 2 of Ashton Tucker just rolled into pit road, and the 29 of Greg Proud. What do you got, Tip?
What a break, Joe, for the 2 of Ashton Tucker. The throttle spring broke on the lap before, which would have ruined his night. They've got it fixed and back out, but what a break for the 2 team. Your throttle spring controls your throttle, and it's not a very comfortable feeling when you don't have that return spring.
Your 82 car was your free pass. Chris Hughes back on the lead lap as the pace car pulls into the infield. It's C-Money and Donald Chisholm on the front row, and Cash already gone. Green flag flies. We're back underway. We'll go to 126 at the halfway. Top 2. Get single file. Oh, and Jonathan Hicken, little tap to the back of the 88. I'm here. I want a spot.
He loosened up the back of the 88, and it was all Donald Chisholm could do to hold on to it. As they come down the front straightaway now, it is
Cassius Clark in front. The 88 of Donald Chisholm. The 5 of Jonathan Hicken will slide up into third. Dylan Gosby, the 91. The 48, Waylon Farrell. That's the top 5. Craig Slonwaite in at number 99, right behind him.
It's Slonwaite in. He's going to be followed by Kenny Wallace in the 19. It's Somerville behind him. And now we see Blakehorn finally getting up through the field, followed by Kyle Reed, as they'll toss out Turple trying to fight his way back through the field.
Slonwaite to the inside of Farrell will pick up position number 5. The 99 quietly building a great run in the Stones RV. Number 99 as he moves to position number 5. Blakehorn in the top 10 as well. Reed and Turple battling side by side at the halfway point in the IWK 250 presented by Steve Lewis. We'll go one more lap, Joe, and then we'll see caution.
Yeah, we haven't seen the yellow fly yet. We'll see when Rod Bonus puts it out. They like keeping the guys off balance just a wee bit. And there it is. Caution flies on lap 126 of tonight's IWK 250. The first segment winner, the number 13 of Cassius Clark. 88, Donald Chisholm back to the 5 in third spot. Back to the fourth spot, the 91 of Gosby. Fifth is the 99 of Craig Slonwaite. Wish I could have spit that out through the driver intro. The number in sixth spot, the number 48. There, look at that. Board disappeared.
The board disappeared. They're getting ready for the halfway break, so they'll put the 10 minutes up on the top of the clock. And
they'll
get that going. But the one thing that I did see there with that long green flag run that we had, it was a frantic charge for those lap down cars to get that free pass, because you know at lap 126 there's a caution, there's a free pass
there
award.
There's one. Yep.
So we'll go next door here in just a few minutes and figure out who got that. But there was 2 and 3 wide racing back there, knowing that there's a shot to get back on the lead lap in the IWK 250. As we get ready, the cars will circulate, and it looks like the Wayne Parker pace car is coming down onto pit road, and we'll bring these drivers down. They can't work on the race cars until everybody is stopped, and the 10 minutes begins on the leaderboard in the back straightaway. But it's been an entertaining IWK 250. Looks like the first one that went to work was the 32 of Sarah McKay, and she'll probably be penalized for that.
Yeah, and maybe the penalty would be worth it for Sarah McKay. Brad Mann, I got to ask you, when do the brakes start going on your car when you're running a long race like this on a high bank track?
Well, Joe, you bought a lot of fins now. They buy these metal fins that they put on in behind the wheel, and then they all got brake blowers on it. So it's changed over the years to cool them off a little bit. But you hate to have a long, long run unless you got a real good race car that you're not using a lot of brake. But if you're in traffic heavy, it is hard on brakes, but it's still light. We can't see anybody glowing orange yet, but over the years, the materials got better in the brake rotors, and the brake pads got a little better. And just for the fans' insight, brake rotors for these cars are $300 a piece, and brake pads are $200 a set, and there's 4 of them on the car. And you got to bleed the brake fluid. The brake fluid gets so hot, so that's another big thing. Most teams now are buying the brake fluid from Castrol. That's about $275 for a liter. So they bleed the brakes every week to get that fluid out, and it's interesting to see the fluid gets so hot that it turns black when you go to bleed it. So a lot of money spent on brakes, and believe it or not, good brakes make a fast race car. A lot of people think, well, what do I need brakes for? But
yeah.
If you want a fast race car, you got to have good brakes.
Well, I'll tell you what, these crews are earning their keep, so to speak. They'll be down there. They've got these cars all jacked up. The field is on pit road right now, and we're going to have some fun to 50-50 in just a moment. We'll throw it down to Dylan when things are ready to go there. And I wouldn't doubt you're going to hear some astronomical numbers tonight. A great crowd here at Riverside International Speedway. Dare I say standing room only. As the grandstand, I can't see any empty seats. If there is, it's because someone's out, probably down at the end of the tower, picking up either an ice-cold Pepsi product or some of those great fries, onion rings, burgers, you name it. They got everything here and top-quality food at Riverside. Good time to go grab something to eat for the second half of tonight's IWK 250. It's a barn burner so far, Dylan.
Yes, it is. And if you want to get your IWK 250 program, kids are going to do one last run here on the front stretch to do that draw, well, to sell your IWK 250 programs. And it's really cool. It's a throwback and a nice paper on it. Really, really nice. And we're going to do some draws here. Just going to announce again, for Heart of a Champion, if you made a donation to the toy drive, we asked for Heart of a Champion to come down here, and we'll do that draw. And we have two other draws ready to go here as well. Joe, no comments on the suit?
Well, I got to get my sunglasses back out. I took them away because, of course, the sun has set. But now that you got that dazzling outfit out there, I didn't know whether it was you, Dill, or whether Elton John showed up.
Well, I mean, Rocket Man's in theaters. It's a great movie.
Yeah, it is.
What do you want me to sing?
Nothing?
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'll give some people some money, and we're going to give some money to the IWK Hospital. How does that sound, everybody? Well, I think, you know what, let's start off with the tractor here first. This tractor from Green Diamond Equipment, we've got a lot of donations for it, and Steve, I think you should maybe pull this name here and find out who's going to be winning this tractor. What do you say, Steve?
Let's get her done.
Steve, pull mine out, will you? That would look real good at my house in Ontario. I don't think my chances are very good, Dylan.
A custom IWK 250 John Deere tractor from Green Diamond Equipment. And if you win, just meet us back behind the grandstand, and we'll get that hooked up for you. Steve, who do we have as a winner tonight?
Artie Matthews, West Bay Road.
Artie Matthews from West Bay Road, you are the winner of the John Deere tractor, courtesy of Green Diamond Equipment, and that's pretty awesome that someone's going to be winning a tractor tonight. What do you say?
Oh, hell, wouldn't I love a tractor?
Absolutely. So, again, Artie, and we have Heart of a Champ. So, all the draws happening during this break. Let's do this draw quickly here before we get to the 50-50, and so we'll get Steve again to draw this one. Pat, can we get a number of how much money we raised and how many toys we collected, roughly?
Absolutely an insane amount of toys. Thank you so much. And we're still in the midst of the cash draw count, but absolutely overwhelmed with all the response this weekend.
So how about the first one here is going to be for some Riverside International Speedway swag?
The Riverside swag is draw number one.
Draw number one. The name? Janice Nogler. So, Janice Nogler, you've won some Riverside International Speedway swag, and we'll get in touch with you. And now, draw number two is going to be for
the two tickets to the CAT 250 at Scotia Speed World in Halifax in August as well, along with a little bit of Pro Stock Series swag.
Let's pull another name. And going to the CAT 250, courtesy of Heart of a Champion, is Ron Lugeri, I believe it's Lugheri. So Lugeri or Lugeri, Ron Lugeri, you are the winner of a couple of tickets to the upcoming CAT 250. So, again, Ron Lugeri, I apologize for mispronouncing your last name, Lugheri. So that's just some of the draws here. But now let's draw for the money. Good sir, how much money will be going to the IWK 250 tonight? And we got to get some words, of course, too.
First of all, from the executive of the Antigonish Junior B Bulldogs, we'd like to thank the Chisholms for allowing us to do this fundraising here. Second, we'd like to thank Steve and his crew for what they've done over the years, and especially again today. I'm here to present half of our funds from today to Mr. Lewis, which that total amounts to $5,642. And we'd like to thank all of you folks up there for supporting us. You're the people that make it work. Thank you very much.
I think we can be a bit louder for that. $5,600 going to the IWK Hospital in Halifax. But we also got to put over $5,600. Oh, how about a little more than that? The winner of the 50-50 will be taking home $11,285. So get your 50-50 tickets out. And I ask Steve Lewis to spin it and pull a ticket. We gave it a good couple spins right before, and Steve is going to pull out a number. We have a ticket. It is a red ticket. It is 719612 for $11,000. Pink ticket, pardon me, a pinker ticket, 719612, 719612 on a pink ticket for $11,000 for the 50-50 tonight at the IWK 250. So 719612. If you have that number, come see the Antigonish Junior B Bulldogs, and we'll make sure that you get your money tonight. And thank you all for donating, and thank you for doing this. It's a pleasure being working with you tonight.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
We'll give you that ticket. And again, 719612 on a pink ticket.
Well, we are just 2 minutes and 50 seconds away from sending this field back over. Jerry, Brad, what are you seeing down on pit road? Any major adjustments being thrown to these race cars?
Top of the 13 and the 5, it was business as usual for them, Tim. They took tire temperatures off. Cash is and Jonathan taking a drink and had the fans on cooling the front of these cars down. And I didn't see a whole lot going on down this air, but we stayed up atop of the trailer. And these two cars were fast, so it looks like they put four new tires on and gassed up. And drivers are getting situated, tucked in the cars, and window nets fastened. They're good to go.
Jerry, what are you seeing down there on your end of pit road? I see the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. They've been struggling a little bit with that race car. It looks like they're underneath the hood of the Jim Pattison Lee 08.
Yeah, it looked to me like they were bleeding the brakes on the 08 car. It looked like he was using those things up. Josh Collins, the number 56, looked like a broken shock that they replaced on that one. That's what had sent him spinning down the back straightaway. They did a quick patch before the break, but they've got it a little more solid this time around. Other than that, everybody's been putting fuel in and cooling down drivers. We've seen lots of bags of ice being handed out here, lots of cold water. Drivers just getting set to go back out there and finish this one off.
And they were told at the driver's meeting that they had to be rolling by the end of the 10-minute clock, and there's only 1 minute and 19 seconds remaining on that clock. So those drivers have to get to rolling. Waylon Farrell back on the racetrack, the 82 of Chris Hughes, the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Here comes Cassius Clark, the 13 car out of his box, the 99 is Slawn White among those pulling out of their box and getting ready to head back out onto the speedway. 1 minute left to go in the halfway break for the IWK 250. 1 minute left to go. Brad, what are you seeing?
Well, the two car, just talked to Brad Silliger, owner of the number two car that Ashton Tucker drives. So they changed the right rear spring to help that car turn. So sometimes you put a stiffer right rear in the car and it makes the car turn a little better. So that's the adjustment they went with. It's not fun to have a pushing race car, and it is dark now, so whatever you adjust for now, you want to loosen it up to make it turn a little bit better.
It's a good time to remind you all, whether you're listening on Racetime Radio or how about here in the grandstand and you want to head to Ontario and pick up a really cool race, there's one coming up this Thursday at Jukasa Motor Speedway. The APC Series will go green on Thursday on that big, beautiful 5/8 mile racetrack, and you're going to be able to see Kenny Wallace head a little bit west of here at Jukasa. What are you seeing, Tim?
I'm seeing John Fleming hopping in the 11 car, Marty Prevo. Helmet and gloves in hand, and he's climbing in the window of that Fury race car. Brad, are you seeing the same thing I am?
It's 05 time, getting in the 11 car, and you will watch him make it roll. So Marty steps out. John Fleming is suiting up in that Fury race car. It'll be interesting to see what 05 time does with this.
That will be incredible. I know Tim's going to grab us our rundown, and we'll give that to you. I also want to remind you, some big, big stuff happening at Oswegan Speedway come Monday and Tuesday. We got Tony Stewart coming into Oswegan. That is the scene of his first ever World of Outlaws sprint car win. Tony Stewart on his way back to us. We can come Monday night. And Christopher Bell, Reiko Ebru is going to be also in, along with some Dynamite Summer Northern Nationals. That's happening at us. We can come Monday and Tuesday, Thursday, Jukasa. And don't forget, about the NASCAR Truck Series coming north of the border. They're coming up to CTMP, and it's all going to be coming to you at CTMP. It is Canada's ultimate NASCAR weekend, along with the NASCAR Pinty Series. It will be a barn burner on the road course. And the Canadian Short Track Nationals, all still to come at Jukasa with a $75,000 payday to win. It just doesn't quite get any better than what we've got as Canadian race fans. Sure wish we were doing that Canadian Short Track Nationals and bringing it to you. We'll have to see. You never know. Maybe Alex will soften up and get us there. What do you think, Tim?
You never know what could happen over the next little bit. I went next door and I asked him if you guys heard anything about the 11 car, whether Marty's, you know, out of the car, what's happening. He said, just heard Marty's done for the night. So there's no rhyme or reason yet, but I'm sure we'll follow up on that. They're still getting everybody realigned and ready back to go. 125 laps on the board, and there is your leaderboard. Illuminated again in the back straightaway. The 13 of Cassius Clark is your leader. The 88 of Donald Chisholm. The 5 of Jonathan Hicken. 91, Gosby. 99 of Slomite. There's a driver that I think has been consistent throughout and has had some speed. And I don't think he's done.
No, he's got not.
He's got Gary Crooks up here this weekend. The 99 cars look good through the first 125 laps. Waylon Farrell lined up next in 6th. Kenny Wallace in 7th. 8th is Lonnie Somerville. 9th is Dylan Blankhorn. And Kyle Reed completes your top 10. Chris Hughes was the free pass on the 120 caution. And it looks like we're getting ready to go. The field's doubling up, and the pace car lights are out.
Wow, the 32 is going to have to hustle up here. As the field is formed up, the second half of tonight's IWK 250 is on the racetrack. The pace car hits pit road. The loud pedal, here it comes, Jerry.
And here they go down the front straightaway into turn number one. Cassius Clark puts it out in front, picking it up where he left off. The 5 of Jonathan Hicken now trying to slide under the 88 of Donald Chisholm as they go down the 3 and 4. The 91 of Gosby going to follow the 5 of Hicken down the front straightaway. And Hicken has to give it up a little bit because, oh, he touches on the 88 of Chisholm, almost turned him sideways in 2.
Hicken fights back. He wants that bottom. Chisholm's trying to hold on to the spot. Sitting behind him is Gosby. But look who else is coming through there. Mr. 99, Slonwaite, on the move early here. Trying to take over that 5th spot.
And Somerville right there as well as a pilot down in the corner. Number 3 to 48. Odd man out on the outside line. Loses one more position there. The 23 of Lonnie Somerville will hop to the inside. Kenny Wallace and Kyle Reed right behind. Swapping a little paint side by side. We got one blown up here on the front straightaway. It's Marty Prevost / John Fleming.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean a lot of smoke down the front stretch. Oh, a ton of it. And he still keeps going. I can't believe it. Oh, that thing is going to let go.
No, that's a tire. I would say that's a tire rub, guys, on the right rear because there's no oil down again. I think that's a pan air bar broke.
On the 11, another one. Just imagine that. There is a ton of smoke. That'll get rid of the mosquitoes. But up front, 131 laps complete. You got Cassius Clark out front, but in not too far behind him, the 88th car, Donald Chisholm, has got that bus 302. Rolling here at Riverside. Back to the 3rd spot. Jonathan Hicken from PEI. In 4th, the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Back to 5th, the 99 of Trey Slonwhite. And how about this? Lonnie Somerville. Don't count this guy out. He is all the way up into that number 6 spot right now on the racetrack. Jerry, what a pace.
And they are not slowing it down one little bit as they get going again. Cassius Clark on the move down the front straightaway. He's got about 4 car lengths now on the number 88 of Donald Chisholm. Chisholm about the same lead over the 5 of Hicken. Then it's back to the 91 of Gosby, the 99 of Slonwhite, and the 23 of Lonnie Somerville. They are stretched out. There's some room there, but the driver on the move wants to go forward, the 67. Dylan Blankhorn gets around the 48 of Waylon Farrell, and he is up into the 7th spot.
And along comes Kyle Reed as he puts the bumper to the 48 of Farrell. He'll take that spot away from him. Sitting back behind Farrell is none other than the 19 of Kenny Wallace.
They continue to work around here. The 42 of Reed will clear the 48 of Waylon Farrell, the 19 of Kenny Wallace, and behind the 82 of Chris Hughes, not too far behind with Sean Tucker nipping at his bumper in the AL Gullison disaster cleanup. Number 52, and it looks like some lap traffic. Maybe backing up the battle for fourth on back, Dylan Gosby. Now to the outside is Sean Pierce and Lonnie Somerville to the inside of the 99.
We are working lap 139 here tonight in the IWK 250 and the 13 of Cassius Clark. He's got a lead and some clear track. He exits turn four. The 56 of Collins at the tail of the field is just entering turn number three as the 13 heads down the backstretch. It won't be long, Jerry, and lap cars are going to come into play once again.
Prior to the break, Cassius Clark lapped everybody but the top 11. He's on the same pace to do it again, and it looks like this time some of those top 10 cars could be victims. That 13 car is on rails going around Riverside International Speedway. He's not having an issue with it whatsoever. Lots of grip, rotating beautifully through the corners, and Cassius Clark enjoying the ride.
Well, Dylan Blakehorn continues to work his way through the field. Kyle Reed to follow him up. In behind him is Gosby. He's being followed. Kenny Wallace getting under the 48 of Farrell to try to take over that ninth spot.
And that's a torrid battle there. The 91 of Gosby to the outside of the 21 of Sean Pierce to put him a lap down. Kenny Wallace and Waylon Farrell trying to get into line. Kenny gets right ahead of Waylon Farrell, and Waylon gives him a shot back down into corner number three. Close quarter racing in the second half of this IWK 250.
Kenny Wallace is in tight quarters between the 91, the 48, and the 21. He's having a tough time looking to try and get through up to the eighth position behind the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Lap 145 of the IWK 250. It's been the Cassius Clark and the Donald Chisholm Show, but don't count out Jonathan Hinken as the leaders catch up the slower cars.
Tim, you mentioned the 99 of Swanwick. Have a look at it right now. Car's looking good and stable. He's got to try and save just a little bit, but you can't save too much.
And I think Jonathan Hinken is saving a little bit as well on the 5 car. The driver that's falling back a little bit, maybe they threw the wrong adjustment at the race car, the 91 of Dylan Gosby, falling back in the Heinz paving, number 91, back to position number 8, and Kenny Wallace is giving up on the back bumper, that number 91 here sooner rather than later. There's all kinds of great battles around this racetrack.
And Cassius Clark in that number 13 just continues to stretch away from the second place 88 of Donald Chisholm. Cassius Clark is in control of this IWK 250 as he goes down the back straightaway, now closing in on the 56 of Josh Collins, 29 Greg Fay, and the number 8 of Kent Vincent.
Well, the Dylan Blakehorn now works his way through the field, comes around Lonnie Somerville. Kyle Reed's going to follow him through. Blakehorn up the fifth. He's starting to turn up the jets here in the last half. We haven't seen a whole lot from the 67 yet, but we may see it soon.
There's a little bit of a sense of urgency in the middle of the pack. Guys like Sean Turple, Sean Tucker, around Sean Pierce, Chris Reed among them. And they're racing like it's the last lap of the IWK 250. And they're racing about a half straightaway or so ahead of the leaders. They have to get to stepping on 152. But that's more entertaining, I think, Dylan, than the battle for the lead right now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been watching the 21 of Sean Pierce in front of former champion and returning tonight here at number 52, Sean Tucker. He's been kind of wedged on the outside of this battle. And there goes the 31, dive bombing into turn four to go around Sean Pierce. There were sparks flying there.
As the sun has set here, it is twilight. Brad Mann, I got to ask you, what is it like after the second half? You get out there and you made changes. How much is the car going to tighten up? And what kind of changes did you make?
Well, you got four new skins on. That's one thing for sure. And the changes you make, now you got to live with them. Whatever you thought you had in the first half, so you could go from being a bum to a hero in a hurry if you make the right call. But whatever you change now, you're stuck with it for the rest of the night. Hopefully you made the right call to make the race car better.
Great little battle here about mid-pack. Sean Pierce, Russell Smith Jr., Turple, Jared Butcher, Darren McKinnon, and Ashton Tucker. Some of those drivers still on the lead lap. Some of them aren't, but they're all about to be a lap down because Cassius Clark closes in. They put Sean Pierce straight wide in the middle again. Oh, it's going to get tight off two.
And they all made it through turn two, incident-free. I guarantee Sean Pierce is gripping on that steering wheel extra tight that time around. And the leader, Cassius Clark, will go around Sean Pierce and now has five more cars in front of him.
Now, Pierce isn't going to want to spend any time in the center of the racetrack like he did on that last lap. He won't have a car left to do it with. I'll tell you what, things got mighty close and some great driving on behalf of these guys. We got a real knot on lap 159. As the field flashes on by, Cassius Clark in the lead.
And Ashton Tucker in that number two, he's fighting hard not to go down. It didn't work. Cassius gets around him. Now he's under the zero of Turbo. He's right behind the 18 of Darren McKinnon, the 54 of Jared Butcher, and the 44 of Russell Smith Jr. Some fast cars, but they're not going to be a match for the 13 of Cassius Clark. He is going to pick them off one by one as he lines up behind the 18 of McKinnon coming out of turn four.
The 13 of Clark can just turn it down on the bottom coming off the turn, gained a lot of ground in these lap cars as he continues to run underneath of them. Chisholm trying to follow. He's about four car lengths back. Jonathan Hicken stuck up on the outside now. He's got about four lap cars before he can get to the bumper. Donald Chisholm.
Darren McKinnon falls in the rearview mirror. The leader, Cassius Clark, and now Clark working up on Jared Butcher, the 88 of Donald Chisholm to the inside of Russell Smith Jr. Put him in the rearview mirror, and now Jonathan Hicken has a ton of lap traffic ahead of him if he wants to get up to those top two. Turbo Smith and Ashton Tucker ahead of the five of Jonathan Hicken. Nice little battle forming up for position number four. Black Betty has caught the 99 of Craig Swanwick, and Blake Korn looked to the inside that time.
Black Betty is on the move here at the INWK 250 presented by Steve Lewis. Trying to get in the top four now. He's working behind the 99 of Craig Swanwick. Swanwick stuck behind Ken Vincent in front of him and Sean Pierce in the 21 below him. 166 laps in. The sun is setting here in James River. The lights are turning on and gleaming on the cars. And now Cassius Clark has cleared Jared Butcher. He's got an open straightaway in front of him.
So glad you could tune in tonight to Racetime Radio. It's the IWK 250 from Riverside International Speedway, the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. It is a wild, wild 250 here tonight. Working lap 168. I'm Joe Chisholm along with Terry Paxton, Brad Mann, Tim Terry, and Dylan Langell here at Riverside. Terry, what a pace.
It is one hot pace, and the driver that's making some good moves now, the number five of Jonathan Hicken. He got around to several lap cars. The only one to go now, the 18 of Darren McKinnon, and that will put Hicken on the back bumper of the number 88 of Donald Chisholm. Hicken, with a very strong race car, is working his way to the front.
Back now is 99. Swanwick sits in fourth, but Dylan Blakehorn trying to get there, and it's Kyle Reed sitting in behind him. Them top three are fighting for that fourth spot, hard to catch up as the front three sort of break away, and then the race is on in the middle three.
Continuing to work around this racetrack. 171 being worked in the work. Kenny Wallace and Lonnie Somerville going at it for a spot. Give that to Wallace for the time being. Looks like Somerville may be fading over the longer run. Dylan Cosby found a little more speed and pulled away from that battle. But now you really have to see what your car will give you. We're coming up to the final 75 laps of this IWK 250. It's time to push and start putting your car to the table.
I don't know if anybody's got anything for the 13 of Cassius Clark, because he looks like he just out on a Sunday drive as he goes through the field, picking them off left and right. The race will be on for second here when Hicken gets to the back bumper to Chisholm.
Let's give you the top 10 as they run on the racetrack. It is lap 174. The 13 from Farmington, Maine, Cassius Clark, in his Chevrolet, leads this field right now. The number 88, Donald Chisholm, is in second for third right now. The number 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Back to fourth, the 99 of Craig Swanwick in the fifth spot right now. the number 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Six Buck, the 42 of Kyle Reed. Back to seventh, the 91 of Gosby. In eighth spot, it is from St. Louis, Missouri, the 19 of Kenny Wallace. In ninth spot, the 48 of Waylon Farrow. And in 10th spot, from New Brunswick, he is a big champion, the number 23 of Lonnie Somerville. That gives you the top 10 as they run lap 178. Over to you, Jerry.
And drivers earlier talked about the last 50. They were saving it for the last 50. Those were the important last laps. We are not far away from that. And if this is any indication and they are saving it, those last 50 are going to be a lot crazier than everything we've seen so far. But right now, Cassius Clark in that number 13, a virtual straightaway lead on the 88 of Donald Chisholm.
Cassius Clark, at the pace he's set, he's soon going to catch the back end of the top 10. He's only about a half a straightaway behind him. Clark setting a torrid pace. Chisholm about five car lengths back. Another five back to Dunn and Hicken. In the battle, they keep going at it for that four spot between Slonway and Blakehorn. As they race door handle, bumper to bumper, Blakehorn trying to get around Slonway. Can't seem to get it done.
And you can add Kyle Reed to that mix as well. The 42 car not too far off the back bumper of the 99 of Slonway and the 67 of Dylan Blakehorn. Great little run this evening for Kyle Reed, trying to get into the top five, just about two lengths or so back from the Quint Quarry 67, and a little ways back to the next driver on the lead lap would be the 91 of Dylan Gosby and the 19 of Kenny Wallace in his tire tracks in position number 7.
And the 91 and number 19, Kenny Wallace, Dylan Gosby and Kenny Wallace, they are far distance behind the number 42 of Kyle Reed. Now Reed's working under the number 18 of Darren McKinnon. Black Betty and Craig Slonway have broken three of the slower car. Now their objective, try and catch up to Jonathan Hicken, who is also trying to do the same thing, catching up to Donald Chisholm. It is the Cassius Clark Show here tonight at the IWK 250 as he is catching up to more slower cars. Gary?
It is an actual driver's clinic by Cassius Clark. He is absolutely the dominant car. Right now, the battles are back in the middle of the pack from position 6 on back. That's where they're fighting for it. And there just isn't any room to race when you get back in that park. Between the lap cars and the lead lap cars, it is a jumble. And the 91 of Gosby leads the way with the 19 of Kenny Wallace behind him, the 44 Russell Smith Jr., the 48 of Waylon Farrell. That is 7th through 9th. And believe me, there is no room to move in there.
That's where the real battle on in the field is. Jonathan Hicken now has cleared the 54. Jared Butcher, he sets his sight on Donald Chisholm and he's closing in a hurry. He's about three car lengths behind him to take that second spot. He wants that.
As they battle for that position, Lonnie Somerville closing in, got a couple of lap cars between himself and Waylon Farrell. It's Turple, Cole Butcher, and the 44 of Russell Smith Jr. just ahead of the Pubs Drive Through Final Exchange 23. Got some lap traffic to contend with if he wants to move a little bit further up into the top 10. And oh, by the way, speaking of lap traffic, he's the next one on the list for Cassius Clark.
Cassius Clark has not been affected by these lap cars at all. He's beautifully worked his way and zigzagged through different cars to stay in the lead tonight at the IWK 250. Lap 191, 59 laps remaining now here in the crown jewel race of the Maritime Parts and Trucks Pro Stock Tour.
Cassius Clark now putting a lap on Lonnie Somerville. That's the 10th place car in the lead lap. That'll leave 9 cars on the lead lap. Next one on the sights, the 48 of Farrell, about half a track ahead.
Picking them up and laying them down up in front of the field, and now only 9 cars remain on the lead lap as they work down the back straightaway. Cassius Clark down to the inside of Russell Smith Jr. Lonnie Somerville tucked up tight on his back bumper as they come by this time. 194 laps completed in the IWK 250.
A driver that's closed the gap is Jonathan Hicken. He is now looking underneath the 88 of Donald Chisholm, the number 5 driver from Prince Edward Island, looking to snag second place. He will. He's a man on the charge, looking to make it 3 wins in a row.
So quick and clears the 88 of Chisholm. He'll take over that second spot. He's got some doings. He'll be looking for a caution now, so he blows up the gap with Clark.
That five-car, Jonathan Hicken, continuing to look stout here, but he's got a lot of lap driving in between himself and Cassius Clark. It's about a full straightaway, Dylan, but there's about nine cars between himself and the lead position. One of them is Chris Hughes. He goes to the outside, puts the five-car ahead of the 82, and right in front of them, side-by-side, Tucker and Pierce.
Something you don't want to see if you're Jonathan Hicken. You want to make sure all these lap cars get out of the way, and yeah, as you mentioned, Tim, pretty much a full straightaway in between himself and the leader, Clark, with about six cars in front of him. Clark actually has the hammer on the brakes because Kent Vinson, another white car here on the track, slammed the brakes in front of your leader. I mean, Clark has just been picking them off one by one here, reaching 51 laps to go tonight, Jerry.
Jonathan Hickey continues to work his way through the field. He'll go around Sean Tucker now. He's taking over the second spot. He's trying to close that gap to get up to have a little fun with his teammate, Clark, out of the same racing shop.
Hicken in that five car slowly trying to work around the number 44 of Russell Smith Jr. now as he pursues the 13 on Cassius Clark for the lead. But it's a long way to go. The next battle behind him, there is a whole whack of cars fighting for position in there. The 88 of Donald Chisholm has the 99 of Slumwhite on the tail. That's a battle for third. Slumwhite now on the outside as Donald Chisholm takes the 88 to the bottom of the racetrack in one and two. Slumwhite will dip down below the 44 to follow him. And this battle for second, or third spot rather, getting a little heated.
They're turning up the wick. There's 47 laps to go. Nothing to save it for now. We all talk about the last 50. Now's the time to show your stuff. And Slonweed is glued to the back bumper, the 88 of Chisholm.
And he's pulled away from the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. And Blankhorn had pressure from the 42 of Kyle Reed, but no pressure from behind now. There's a few lap cars in between. Slonweed dives into the inside. Chisholm way up the racetrack. Craig Slonweed to position number three.
What a move by the 99. Hammer, little excavating ride. And Dylan Blankhorn now is going to try and go around the number 88 of Donald Chisholm. Donald's Nova Construction Mustang just doesn't seem to have the same power it had early on in the race. He fled the first stages of the IWK 250. It looks like he will not be getting a second IWK 250 win because Dylan Blankhorn's all over his bumper.
Down the back straightaway now, Dylan Blankhorn looking at the 88, trying to find the way underneath. And Chisholm learned his lesson, trying not to go up the racetrack, not going to stop the 67 of Blankhorn. He works his way under him, down the front straightaway, through one and two. Blankhorn in the 67 is going to be up to P4.
Chisholm's car really loose, coming off of turn two, and that's where they've been picking him off. So he slides back to the fifth position. Blankhorn on the move up to fourth. But Slonweight's quite a bit, both five cars ahead of him. So Blankhorn will set his sights on catching the 99. While the five of Hicken continues to pick his way through the field, try to get closer to the Cassius Clark.
How much did Slonweight save on this run? Up to position number three, little ways to go to catch the five of Jonathan Hicken. He's pulling away from Blankhorn and the rest of the field. But what did the 99 car save? Up to third, he's been consistent all night long, looking for his first IWK 250 victory and trying to complete the Triple Crown.
Yeah, I wonder if he maybe waited a bit too long with only 39 laps remaining in the IWK 250. He's got to work around a lot of lap cars, and even second place, Jonathan Hicken, he has been having a tough go trying to get around these lap cars. And Cassius Clark, nope, had no problem at all at lap 212. He's underneath the 48 of Waylon Farrell. That kid, number 13, proving they really deserve to win tonight.
How about lap 212 tonight in the IWK 250? What a pace. This is going to be a record right here at Riverside. These guys are just flying around this racetrack. Attrition, not a big deal tonight. The 56 of Collins on pit road, the 08 of Nicholas Noggle, 97 of Fleming, and the 29 of Greg Proud. That's about it. We haven't really lost that many cars, Tim.
No, we haven't. And this race continues to click off. Cassius Clark continues to pick him up and lay him down up in front. And the next lead lap car on the list for Cassius Clark would be Kenny Wallace, about four or five lengths ahead, but he's got some lap driving in between the two of Ashton Tucker and the 32 of Sarah McKay, who are going side by side. just ahead of that 13 of Cassius Clark. Clark works to the outside of the 32 as they work down the back straightaway. 2:16 completed in the IWK 250.
Getting down to the wire here at the IWK 250. Cassius Clark goes around Ashton Tucker in the number two, and still a near full straightaway lead for Clark. Man, oh man, what a dominating performance so far this evening. The IWK 250, we're going at a very rapid pace here with only two cautions, including the break we had at lap 125. Whatever's been going on with that King Racing 13, they've got it going on, and got it going on pretty good.
The 44, Russell Smith Jr. off the pace. He's headed to pit road.
And I can only imagine what the traffic's got to be like on the platter stand. See, it's time to play. Let's make a deal. As Jonathan Hicken trying to pick his way through, we're going to want some of those guys to just agree to slide down the racetrack, get out of the way, and give him a shot at catching Cassius Clark.
How about that? Cassius Clark about to lap 19. Kenny Wallace, as he's on his back bumper. Kenny Wallace, the eighth place car in the lead lap. Clark looking to put him a lap down.
And they put Greg Fay one more lap down in the 29F car as they work down into corner number two. The 19 of Kenny Wallace, one length ahead of Cassius Clark. And Jonathan Hicken hasn't been able to make a whole lot of inroads on that battle for the lead. Neither has Swanwhite on that five. But Jonathan Hicken, the 67 of Blankhorn, in position number four. And the 88 of Donald Chisholm continues to run in position number five.
Slowly sliding back is the number 88, Donald Chisholm, still holding a top five position. And he's got a good distance in front of sixth place Kyle Reed in the 42. Back up in front, it is the 13 of Clark behind Kenny Wallace. Kenny was the driver who got the victory after Clark was thrown out in the tech shed. You know that Cassius wants to pass Kenny Wallace and Lapham to win this race. Lap 224, 26 remaining in the IWK 250.
Tim Terry, take us through the field as things get real tight on turn four. That's right, buddy.
Donald Chisholm has a donut in the door as he tried to put a lap on Kent Vincent, and they got through that, but up in front continues to be the 13 of Cassius Clark, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken in second. Swanwhite, Blankhorn, and Chisholm complete your top five. Kyle Reed in position number six. He's faded a little bit on this run. The 91 of Dylan Gosby next up on the board in position number seven. Eighth is Kenny Wallace. And now Kenny Wallace one lap down to Cassius Clark. Waylon Farrell and Lonnie Somerville complete your top 10. And Dylan, there's another car that's faded on this run. The 23 car of Lonnie Somerville's lost a little bit of the get-up.
Yeah, you can see a couple cars falling off here. And at this point in the race, this is a very long green flag run. We have not had a caution since the restart on lap 126 here at the IWK 250. The driver that's led well, probably 9/10 of the race this evening, is the number 13, Cassius Clark. Man, he's going to work around the number 91 now of Dylan Gosby. More lap traffic in front of him. But again, full straightaway lead. Nearly Craig Warren almost got turned around by Ken Vincent in turn four.
Lap 229 now, less than a Saturday night shootout to settle the score in tonight's IWK 250. What a race, Jerry. So far, so good.
This has been one very, very quick pace. They have used up everything they've got in these race cars. And Cassius Clark has just proven that he had the car that he said he did. It was consistent. It was fast. He can put it up front, and he's proven that tonight as he continues to put cars down a lap. And he's about to put the seventh place car of Dylan Gosby. Actually, he did put the seventh place car of Dylan Gosby down a lap. But he's got to work around now the lap car of Chris Hughes. Once he breaks free, there will be nothing in front of him.
Lap 232 now in the IWK 250, presented by Steve Lewis. Got to remind you, our next race is coming up in PEI. It's the Lucas Oil 150, and we'll have live coverage August the 3rd. But we'll finish this one before we head to the island. A capacity crowd at Riverside International Speedway. So glad you could show up, and so glad you could tune in tonight to this iconic Canadian short track race.
Jonathan Hicken continues to be riding around the second spot, but he's not gaining any ground, as Clark's about six, seven lap cars ahead of him. So Kingham would be wishing for a caution here to bunch them back up, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. We've been green flag racing since we went back at lap 126. 236 on the board now.
I think back to that first half. We had a caution with five laps to go before that halfway break. Could this be shaping up again to be that? There's some temper starting to flare. I know Kent Vincent wants to get by Craig Ward. Waylon Farrell battling in there as well. And look at Dylan Blankhorn. Blankhorn up on the wheel late. He has caught Craig Swanwick. That's the battle for the final podium position.
Unbelievable battles all the way around this racetrack at Riverside. It's 13. Cassius Clark still set sail. He is way out front and rolling here at the Speedway. The five of Hicken back in the second spot, 99. Swanwick in third, 67 of Blankhorn is in fourth. The 88 Chisholm in fifth, 42. Reed back in sixth. Seventh spot, the 91 of Gosby. Wallace in the eighth spot. Ninth is the 48. And in 10th spot, the number 23 of Lonnie Somerville.
And we are down to 10 laps to go. 240 on the board. Cassius Clark has no problem with this one. All he needs to do is cruise for the last 10 laps, and he will have this one in his hands as Jonathan Hicken in that number 5 car finally breaks free of the lap traffic. He's got a long way to go to catch Clark, but that car is rolling through.
The battle on the field is Slonley, Blakehorn going at it for that final podium position. With seven laps to decide it, they're going at it hard.
Oh, trouble turn two. It's Chris Hughes around, Darren McKinnon around it. Oh, he clips Blakehorn. Blakehorn around after Chris Hughes comes down the racetrack. Yellow flag will fly and heartbreak for Black Betty.
And the right rear is flat on the 67 car, a result of that contact. And that is going to bring Dylan Blakehorn back to the pits. That's going to hurt in a big way.
We're going to hit a quick break. We'll be back to re-rack them and finish up the IWK 250.
Oui, bonjour, Bruno Gaillette, gazman de la voiture numéro 27. Vous écoutez Race Time Radio.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, Channel 167.
You don't want to miss this one. Saturday, August 3rd at 5 p.m. Eastern. It's the Lucas Oil 150, live from Oyster Bend Speedway, PEI.
No pressure at all.
Featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Saturday, August 3rd, the Lucas Oil 150, brought to you by Atlantic Tilt Load. Join us on the island.
Go, go, go.
Or tune in for flight-to-flight coverage only on racetimeradio.com. For race tickets and info, get to racerbedspeedwaypei.com.
Racetime Radio is brought to you in part by Holiday Inn Express, New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew for the IWK 250.
MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAV TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAV TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAV TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
New to SiriusXM, it's Faction Talk.
Whoa! Cut it out.
Lucky us. What a time to be alive.
Mornings with Jim Norton and Sam Roberts.
I get tweets every day about how terrible my co-host is, but I don't listen to him.
Absolutely, because I'm the one sending them.
That's Jim Norton and Sam Roberts.
Hot takes on hot topics.
That's right. No sloughing off on this radio show.
Live Monday through Friday from 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern. Only on Faction Talk. SiriusXM 103. Or listen on demand with the SiriusXM app.
More Short Track Live, coast to coast, next. Only on Racetime Radio.
Let's get ready for four tires, guys.
If you've got the need for speed,
they're racing door to door in turn four,
then you've come to the right place.
It's Racetime Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
Oh, baby. Welcome back, everyone, to Racetime Radio and the IWK 250. Have we got a burn burner here tonight? Caution just came out.
the number 82 of Chris Hughes, ended up with some trouble coming off turn two. He's got some damage on that number 82 Subaru. And we are working lap 241. We do back up one lap. Some damage on the number 67 of Dylan Blankhorn in that exchange. And the caution flag is out. Man, what a race so far. Historic, to say the least. And, you know, Tim, I look around this facility. I see Dave Franks, iconic photographer in Canada. He's here tonight at the IWK 250. And look, Art Steves back up on that stand. That's cool.
We noticed Rob Bonus went over and I think told Dave Franks, get me Art Steves. This is kind of cool. Great to see Art back on the stand for the final 50 laps of this IWK 250. And he's picked a good one to flag for the final 50 laps. This one's going to be a barn burner as the 67 car. They're still working on the rear end of that race car as the 82 of Chris Hughes will find its way down to pit road. Tough break for Hughes.
It sure is. Brad, man, what are you thinking? You got, what do you got, 9 laps left to go? What's the feelings inside that car?
Well, I tell you what, Jonathan Hicken, this is what he wanted. So he should line up on the outside of the 13 here. So that's his shot to come after this win. What more could you ask for? The 250 has been dominated by the 13 of Cassius Clark. But for the race fans sitting in the stands, 9-lap shootout, you can't ask for anything better than that, what we're about to see.
I don't think like Cassius Clark has been on that throttle the whole time. He hadn't lifted at all, Jerry. It's not like he's out front and he's going to switch it to glide. That man is possessed. He's got that thing just flying.
Cassius Clark came in with something to prove, and that's what he's doing. He's putting his car up front. Right now he has passed everybody but the top five. He's put everybody else down a lap except the top five. He's got 9 laps if he wants to do the whole field. I'm not sure he's going to pull that one off, though.
And that's what happens when you end up with only 3 cautions over the period of almost 250 laps here tonight. This has got to set a record somehow. I can never remember an IWK 250 where we have seen this hard and fast running all the way through the field, Tim Terry. This is amazing.
But now who saved anything? That's the key question. It's the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn will return to the racetrack. And we were talking off on the break. That's big championship implications, albeit there's not a whole lot of cars in the lead lap right now. It could very well be some title implications with the 67 team of Dylan Blankhorn as he was your point leader coming in.
Joe and everyone, I want to pass along that diecast, Kenny Wallace diecast we had on the auction block, the cat car for kids, that has been officially closed. And Jennifer Wallage spending $1,100 on that beautiful signed diecast. All proceeds going to the IWK Hospital. Again, Jennifer Wallace, you have won that Kenny Wallace diecast, and you can go collect that beautiful diecast at the auction booth behind the grandstand here. Again, Jennifer Wallace, $1,100. You can't beat that. Going to the IWK Foundation. Absolutely fantastic here tonight.
Yeah, it's great to see the money raised. As it looks like we may be getting closer to getting these drivers back into the race car. Looks like the ambulance is pulling out of turn number 3 and heading back towards the highway. But, man, oh, man, this is going to be a very exciting finish. 5 cars on the lead lap and 5 very capable cars on the lead lap. Obviously, Cassius Clark has dominated this race. But as Donald said, expect the unexpected. There's 8 laps to go in this one when we go back to the green flag. And it's anybody's game right now in the top 5.
Yeah, if you're here tonight at Riverside International Speedway or listening online, Racetime Radio, do not click on any other links. Don't look away because this is going to be a finish for the ages coming up. Clark, see money in that 13th at the car to beat this afternoon and going into this evening. But Jonathan Hicken, you know, he was kind of my pick this afternoon. He can make it 3 in a row, and maybe he was kind of holding back and hoping for a late caution. Wish granted, if that's the case.
And you look at this, we had that intensity ramping up here after those long green flag runs that we've had. Those top 5, they're all going for an IWK 250 win. You look at Cassius Clark looking to officially complete the Triple Crown. Jonathan Hicken, last 2 races on the tour, have gone to driver number 5. And That Chapman Brothers Construction Cars never won here at Riverside International Speedway. Looking to pop that one. You look at Cole Butcher, won his first race in the Kaylee Honda Triple 50. So Jonathan Hicken looking to continue the trend. Craig Slonwhite has just been so darn consistent in the 99. And then the 88, Donald Chisholm, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, they know how to win an IWK 250. We'll see what they can do from fourth and fifth.
I know for sure, just listening to Racetime Radio, I know Jonathan Hicken was not a fan of the Riverside Roulette because that sent him further back twice because he was in the top 10 and the top 5 originally. So he's probably pretty happy. He's sitting pretty in second place with only 9 laps remaining in the 2019 IWK 250 presented by Steve Lewis. And still under a red flag, drivers are still out of their car and really cooling off. And to emphasize, yes, it's been hot everywhere, but today especially, it's one of the hotter days we've had for the summer of 2019 here in Nova Scotia. We are close to the water, but compared to other towns here in Nova Scotia, like Halifax Harbor's there, Bridgewater, well, you're on a river, and towns like Yarmouth and even Sydney, you're getting pretty close to the ocean. Antigonish, it's close, but we're wedged in between some mountains here, which can also be storm central. And thankfully, tonight, Mother Nature has graced us with a beautiful but warm evening.
I see Kyle Reed heading back towards his race car from there. Hauler in the middle of the straightaway here. I want to say hello to the folks at Speedway 660. I had a message from Atlanta Wilkins. They're listening in the office up in the Gary Woods. So racetracks working together. They're off this week, and great to have a lot of their fans and a lot of their drivers here this weekend enjoying the IWK 250 weekend. So a big shout out to Speedway 660. They race next weekend, Saturday night, Christmas in July, if you're looking for something to do on Saturday night. And if you're here in the grandstands, you're looking for something to do next weekend, Sydney Speedway reopens on the 27th and 28th. So lots of racing to accomplish here in the second half of this summer.
Yeah, we got some options. Myself, I'm also the announcer at Valley Raceway, a dirt track just outside of Greenwood, and we're going to have another race coming up on the 28th. I know we're giving you some options here. You can go to New Brunswick, you can go to the grand opening of Sydney Speedway, and you can go and check out some of the dirt cars. Josh Langell was racing here last night. We've had Jeff Cruikshank race there as well. In the pro stocks, well, you never know. Maybe we can convince someone to maybe take the spin in a dirt car, an old 4-cylinder or an old 8-cylinder. Anyways, we're not racing tomorrow. That was the case last year. Racing next week, next Sunday, July the 28th. And we just got to get through this first, this IWK 250 before we start planning ahead for other stuff. I was figuring everyone would be partying by about, what time is it now, Tim? We're sitting here at about 9:51.
Not too bad.
I'd figure some people would be on their second or third beers by now at the camper.
They may be on their second or third beers over there in turns one and two.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, I believe there's probably, and we talk about staying hydrated. I think those fine folks over there in one and two are doing well. Give us a wave if you can hear us over in one and two. Yeah, they're still
having a good
awake.
Time. Great. Thanks for coming out. And, it's just great to see this ginormous crowd. Both nights, too. Last night with the League of Legends and the Sportsmen's, we had a crowd nearly this size, but absolutely packed to, well, at least the rafters here in the grandstands. But you could not try and steal a seat from someone here in the grandstand area. A lot of people standing room only, as they put it.
Drivers getting back into their race cars right now. I see Jared Butcher making his way to his race car. Greg Fay climbing into the 29F. Cassius Clark has the helmet up on the 13, and these drivers about to get ready after an intense green flag run and now a long red flag. They're about to go back to battle for 8 laps of competition. This one is going to be good. Can't wait to see how this one turns out.
Yeah,
it should be interesting, Tim, with all the tires cooling off. And how about all the campers that camped out all weekend? Great to see them all in the back and enjoying the sport. And a couple, about 10 trailers down from Camelton. Big shout out to them. Second year they come here. A couple of young fellows last night, Tim, had some pretty big eyes. Christopher and Kevin, first time here. They're probably 6 to 8 years old. Couldn't believe what they were seeing. So great to see the young people get into sport and get excited about it. But a lot of excitement in the back camper feel also.
Craig Ward is putting his shirt back on, so breaking news there.
Tim, it's just good that it wasn't you taking your shirt off.
Well, I mean, if it was me and you, there probably wouldn't be anybody left in this at this racetrack.
We just have a dark piece wherever we were standing, that's all.
Yep, something like that. So it looks like the teams are getting ready. I see the two-driver Ashton Tucker getting ready to climb back aboard the Brad Sellecker Motorsports number 2 car. Kenny Wallace getting strapped back into the 19. And this one is going down to 8 more laps of competition. And anything can happen here. The IWK 250. There's drivers that have raced their whole career trying to win one of these 250s, let alone multiple 250s. You look at the board on the back, you have Jonathan Hicken. You know what? Jonathan Hicken, of those top five, is the only one that hasn't won a 250. Cassius Clark has won multiple 250s. Craig Slonwhite's won two of the three. Dylan Blankhorn has won an IWK 250 and a CAT 250. Donald Chisholm's won here in the IWK 250. There's only one driver back there that hasn't won a 250. Does that ramp up the intensity at all for Jonathan Hicken?
It would certainly make my blood pressure rise and make my heart start kind of pounding a bit harder, because now with this late race restart, you got the opportunity to maybe get a good jump and a good bite on the outside, something we did see last night with the Napa Sportsman Series. That outside lane was working better on the restarts. Now, I know different cars here tonight for the IWK 250, but that could play a factor potentially. We're still waiting for this, the calm before the storm, under a red flag, lap 241 of the IWK 250 presented by Steve Lewis.
Now, guys, I want to point out that you've got two Fury race cars that are going to restart this on the front row. Cassius Clark has done an amazing job here tonight. So is the five of Jonathan Hicken. Now, both those guys come out of the same shop. I can tell you that when that green flag is in Art Steve's hands and he waves that green flag, they're going to be like total strangers on that racetrack. This is for the IWK 250. Nobody's going to be lifting.
And looking at those top five, I believe right off the top of my head, you mentioned the two Furies. There's a Port City race car with Crooks Racing in third, and then there's two Van Dorn race cars in fourth and fifth right now on the board. So we kind of joked on Thursday. If you were driving a Van Dorn race car or a Fury race car, you were in the top 10 and you were on the leaderboard and looking pretty sporty. But Craig Slomer, whatever Gary Crooks and that crew have done to that race car, they've done their homework. They've been in the field the first six races of this series, but now they've turned the wick up, and Craig Slonwhite looking to, along with that 13 of Cassius Clark, looking to become the first Triple Crown winner and trying to get a 250 win here.
Yeah, I know that was high on Lonnie Somerville's list. He was really, really hoping to have a real good run here. He's got nine laps and now a cooled down number 23. Think back to the beginning of this race. That number 23 was a bullet right out of the gate, Brad. That guy knows how to get it done. You can't count any of these guys out from the front right now. I know Cassius has had a great race. He has got to be a favorite, but you never know what's going to happen in the closing laps of this baby.
Well, we haven't seen Cassius and Jonathan Hicken side by side yet. We haven't seen Jonathan have a shot up near the front because he's worked his way up through traffic. Like you said, both cars come out of the same race shop. It is the IWK 250. Maybe Monday morning one of them don't come out of that race shop anymore if things get interesting here. Who knows? But it's $15,000 up for grabs. Actually, it'd be more than that for Clark because he's led a lot of laps, so his paycheck would be probably a little more. But don't think the guys in third, fourth, or fifth don't think they should have it also. So there's no friends. You heard when I talked to Donald over in the backstretch. Eight laps, the helmets go on, and the give and the go, and the friendships, it's all out the window.
Now, when they do convene after this race, I believe Andrew Hicken and Jonathan Hicken are still going to be brothers.
I believe so.
I believe. Unless
there's some sort of thing that we don't know about.
Yeah. No.
Well, Joe, do you remember the Kyle Busch and Kirk Busch instance?
Yeah, well, there was no Christmas cards for a year or two.
Exactly.
But they'll get over it.
Sure you will.
Competition is the name of the game, and I'll tell you what, it doesn't get any thicker than what we've got here tonight in the IWK 250, presented by Steve Lewis. Great to see Dave Franks all the way from Ontario here. You got to check him out online, too, davefranks.com. That guy has got photos. Having a look and speaking with Dave out behind the grandstand, he's got one there that's pretty cool. He has a van, or he used to have a van, and he always do the headshots at Daytona. And there was a rain delay. Who was in his van but Dale Earnhardt Sr., Bobby Allison? There was another guy in there, too. Dave got a photo of it with Earnhardt sitting behind the wheel of his van. And back in those days, cell phones just came out. Dave had one in his van,
And he couldn't believe it. Earnhardt grabbed it, and he goes, look at this, Bobby. I could call home. And Dave Frank says, don't do that. It'll cost me a mint. But Dave's got tons of stories. He's down on that start finish line, down there with Art Steves. If you get a chance, before the end of the night or at the end of the night, catch up with Dave Franks. He's got a lot to say.
And, I mean, just the racing history, standing on that starter stand right there, Dave Franks and Art Steves. Got a chance to chat with Art during the morning before practice got underway. He's honored to be part of this race, and he's been at Riverside since the beginning, and he shared some memories. He's going to share those on the Victory Labs podcast coming out in August before the NASCAR Pinty Series weekend. Should mention as well that weekend on the Friday night, we're going to have the Napa Sportsman Series in the house again, and for the first time in 2019, the Passion Flooring and Interiors East Coast Mini Stock Tour. They are going to be here. We're going to have like close to 30, Tim, I believe, that night.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy little stretch for the Passion Flooring and Interiors East Coast Mini Stock Tour. They're expecting around 20 next week at Sydney Speedway, and they're a part of the CAT 250 weekend as well. Then they'll head up here to Riverside International Speedway, a part of Speed Weekend at Speedway 660, and then back here to close off the season. And was talking to Jerome Tracy last night. As Jerome Tracy, as we get the red flag withdrawn, the yellow flag will come back out. Jerome Tracy, we talked about Frank Frazier being one of those drivers that raced on night number one here at Riverside Speedway back 50 years ago. Jerome Tracy, another one of those drivers that competed 50 years ago at this racetrack. He should be competing, by the sounds of it, in one of those mini stock tour races, and we'll be able to chat up with him a little bit too.
Fantastic. Cars are now rolling, boys. We're going to get back to racing here shortly.
Absolutely. This is the part right here where you pray your car refires. Brad, they don't always want to fire up when they're hot like this.
No, they don't, Joe, but I think under a red flag situation, they'd probably push them to start and they'd be all right. I'm not sure what the call is on it, but generally if it's a red flag, they'll push start you and you'll keep your spot.
Well, kind of looks like everybody is moving with the exception of the 32 just yet. We'll find out how that works out. See, the 18 has come to stop on the back stretch, but see if the 18 can get refired. Same thing for the 54 on the back stretch. We'll try and get these cars all fired back up. And nine laps is what we are going to do. Jerry, it all comes down to nine circuits. Can you imagine? Tonight's IWK 250. This is going to be one for the ages.
If somebody had told me at the outset we were going to finish this with a 10-lap shootout, I'd have started laughing and I wouldn't have been able to stop. And here we are. So it's going to be a wild finish, though. I have just that feeling, you know, how you see five guys. They're the only five on the lead lap. They're all up front. We're going into turn number one. And I just have a feeling somebody, one of them, is going to make an extra push that could set off what we're all hoping to avoid. We'll see what happens. I think the key is everybody in there wants that win, all five of them. Cassius, he's been out front by himself all night. Jonathan Hicken has been very, very good in that five car. Craig Slonwhite said he had a good piece. He's proven that. He's in the top three. Donald Chisholm's had a good car all night. So is Kyle Reed. They're the only ones on the lead lap. Five guys going for it. Hey, you might as well take everybody else out of the way.
Lap 241. Hey, I want to thank Sue back in the Racetime Radio studio for patching us in and keeping us all hooked up throughout the course of this weekend. She's been in that studio a long time and done a dynamite job keeping the production going. Way to go, Susie Q. Thank you for your dedication. And stand back there so that we can be out here doing what we do. And I know Junior is back in there, riveted to this broadcast. I know we get a chance to talk about it lots on Racetime Radio, and we're going to have tons to discuss at the end of this one. One more car to give a little final push to, Tim Terry. Looks like Ward is going to get a little bump start, and then we're going to be back to.
Yeah, the throwmaker, Craig Ward, easy for me to say. it's been a long red flag. You mentioned those top five cars. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn came down pit road, so I believe he would start at the back. So your top four will line up nose to tail or side by side when we do go Green interested to see what lane Cassius Clark will choose, because there is a lane choice rule on this series. Now with 9 laps, it'd be 8 laps to go when we throw the green flag. Who takes away this victory? Jonathan Hicken has been on a roll. Cassius Clark looking to pick up that IWK 250 victory. Craig Slonwhite and Donald Chisholm, along with Dylan Blankhorn, are your lead lap cars with 8 laps to go when we go green.
Don't forget, fans, too, if you haven't got a SiriusXM satellite radio, it'd be a good idea to pick one up. Of course, you can listen to Racetime Radio on Channel 167 every Sunday night from 9 to 11 Eastern is our time slot. It is a live program. Join us each and every Sunday night throughout the course of the season and throughout the course of the full year. There is no downtime for us on Racetime Radio. Always lots to talk about in racing, both in Canada and the U.S. But, of course, there is also SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, a great channel. If you're a NASCAR fan, you definitely want to have SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90. It's money well spent, as they say. You'll never miss another NASCAR race, as every single one of them are done live on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. 241 laps complete. The field is now doubled up, and Art Steves is showing the yellow flag, but I got a funny feeling it isn't going to be long, and that green is coming.
We're getting ready to get back to business here as the field doubled up behind Wayne Parker and the pace car, the 13 of Cassius Clark, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken, side by side, as we mentioned, two Fury race cars on the front row. Craig Slonwhite in a third, a Donald Chisholm in a fourth, and then Dylan Blankhorn is a lead lap car. He came down pit road. He'll have to start at the back of the field, which would be about 20th place or so when we do throw the green flag.
How about that, Art Steves, down there? Fans, if you can hear me, I want you to make sure you keep your eye on that guy on the starter stand. He is a show. I love watching Art Steves. Everything's so graceful with that guy. He's a great starter. He, along with Rob Bonus, it just doesn't get any better out here in the Maritimes as the field continues to circulate around here. I believe we're going to get, I can see Art. He's got those flags in his hands. I wouldn't doubt he's going to do that rolled-up green tap kind of thing. And the lights are going to pop out of top of that pace car. We'll find out this time around. And as suspected, there it is. One to go. And 9 laps to settle the score in this year's IWK 250. Lights are out atop the pace car. A capacity crowd at Riverside International Speedway. And this is what you paid your money for, kids. We're going to get a shootout like you haven't seen. The pace car hits pit road. The field side by side. Green is in the air, Chair.
And here they come down the front straightaway to turn number one. Side by side, Hicken and Cassius Clark. And Kyle Reed, the 42, making a jump to the inside. He'll work around the 88 of Donald Chisholm. He is on a drive to the front. 99 Slonwhite trying to hold on. Here comes Reed up behind him in fourth position, trying to take that away and move to third. Battle as they go now to 3 and 4 as Jonathan Hicken gets down below the 13 to catches Clark. Has to pull it back in line as they come down the front straightaway. And as they come out of turn 2 down the back straight, Kyle Reed sets it sideways but collects it up. He's still running 4th.
The 5 of Jonathan Hicken was on the back bumper of Cassius Clark. Leaned into him a little bit that last time by, but couldn't do anything with it. 5 laps to go in the IWK 250, and now it's a battle for 2nd. Here comes Slonwhite on the back bumper of the 5 of Hicken. Clark away by a length.
The 13 of Cassius Clark still leads this one with only 4 circuits left to go. The 5 of Hicken has got company. The 99 of Slonwhite is looking low. We'll find out what happens here as they come back to the stripe, and just 3 laps to go, Jerry.
And Cassius Clark in the number 13 proving what he came here to prove, that he could win the IWK 250 as he heads it down into turns 3 and 4. The battle for 2nd heating up now. Slonwhite to the inside of the 5 of Hicken. 2 laps to go. Slonwhite going for 2nd. Tries to work under the 5 of Hicken. Can't make it stick. Hicken now down the back straightaway, pulls away. The 99 of Sloan White still fighting on the inside, trying to work into that second spot. Can't make it work. Behind them, the 42 of Kyle Reed, the 91 of Dylan Gosby. But the battle right now is for second. Catches Clark in the 13. It's final circuit. Last time around.
At a 3-4, checkered flag. Open the cash registers for C-Money. Cassius Clark wins the IWK 250. Hicken and Sloan White, your top three. What a show. We'll go down trackside and chat with your winner. And C-Money Joe does it again. We'll see ya. We'll talk to Cassius in Victory Lane.
Unbelievable finish to tonight's IWK 250. Cassius Clark rolls it into Victory Lane. There's going to be some celebrating tonight here in Nova Scotia. Unbelievable, Brad. What a race.
Well, you got what you paid for if you came to see this one, because this one's been on real, Joe, from the get-go. Cassius Clark gets it done after losing it last year in the tech building. We'll get down here as soon as some cars roll on by. We'll get down here. We'll get a word with the third-place finisher, Sloan White, when they get out of their car.
As Cassius Clark circulates around Riverside with a checkered flag out the window, he is one happy guy, and there is the top three on the racetrack. We're going to get you words with absolutely everyone down there to cap the night off. The hardware makes its way down onto that start-finish line. The 99 of Craig Sloan White is out of the car. Go ahead, Brett.
I'll slip in here with Greg. Craig had Gary in for the weekend, and this is a brand-new race car, a house car for Port City and Gary Crooks. You got to be happy with what you got.
Yeah, I mean, we always want to win. I've come second and third in this race so many damn times, it's about time we win it.
Well, you got through it, and you're in one piece, so I know it's not like the victory, but and we all want the victory. No. We're all the same. But
listen, it was a hell of a race. We started, you know, wherever we started, 10th, picked away at it. Gary made the right adjustment, or the guys made the adjustments that we needed. You know, I can't thank my sponsors enough: Archibald Drilling and Blasting, Stones RV, Howard Little Excavating, Tri-County Waste, Capital Ventilation Systems, Nails by Sydney, Prestige Paving, B&L Fulmore. I don't know if I missed anybody, but that's the reason I'm here.
There you go. That's the third place winner tonight, 99, Craig Sloan White.
Your winner of the IWK 250 is Cassius Clark. Well, we did it again, dominating fashion. Talk about that run. We had a lot of green flag racing and then a caution with eight laps to go. What was going through your mind?
Yeah, I didn't want that caution. Car was on rails all weekend when we unloaded Thursday. We had one agenda when we got here, and that was to win. And I think we were fastest in pretty much every practice and had a good run in the heat and finally got the lead and took off. So I can't thank Andrew, Rowley, this whole King, you know, racing team. This thing was awesome all night, and it's nice to come back, you know, after last year's fiasco there and come back and put another W down.
You had a shopmate in Jonathan Hicken on the outside. He got into your bumper a couple of times. What was going through your mind there in those final couple laps, knowing he wanted to win a third straight?
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah, and he's a tough runner, especially with, like eight to go. I knew the tires were going to be down a little bit, so I didn't want to overdrive it getting into the corners and let him build up and kept him honest there, and then we were able to sail away. But he didn't use me up running into me too bad. He just did what he tried to, you know, just loosen me up a little bit.
You've won all three Maritime 250s now. What does it mean to do this again as we stand here once again in July?
Yeah, pretty awesome. It'd be nice if this one was number two, but definitely be back and take it for sure.
Congratulations. Go celebrate with this team.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Cassius Clark, your winner of the IWK 250.
Unbelievable run for the 13th. Jerry, throw it down to you with second.
Jonathan Hicken, you were fast all night. You were trying to pick your way through the traffic. That caution gave you what you wanted, and then what?
Cassius, King Racing, Fury Cars. I mean, that's the team to beat. Excuse me, the preparation that goes into that car, the whole team. Big efforts on their part. But, excuse me, I'm out of breath. Very, very happy for the way that we ran this car here tonight, all year really. But just got to get a little bit more and come back and see what we can do. But, we're just coming off of two wins and a second place finish. But, I mean, there's nothing to be shamed about there. So we'll just move on to the island and see what we got.
On that restart, we were wondering how that was all going to work out. Two Fury cars on the front row and a bunch of guys that wanted to move you out of the way.
I mean, I had thought of it. I'd done what I could and pinched them down and done a crossover up in one and two. But, I mean, just so tough to beat center out. I had nothing left. I mean, coming from 11th or 12th or wherever we started and had no brake left and pumping the brake just to get into the corner and make the turn. But hats off to Redline Sport and Cycle, Chapman Brothers, CPM, Morris Industrial, White's Fabrication, Reynolds Well Digging, R. Stevens Mechanical, Fury Race Cars. I mean, everybody that helps me out, more than happy to be here.
Congratulations on the second place win. We'll see you on the island. Jonathan Hicken bringing it home second tonight in the IWK 250.
What a race here tonight at Riverside. Meadow Man, historic to say the least, Cassius Clark on that podium, on that beautiful stage down here at Riverside, getting the photos done. He's got the hardware. He's got the checkered flag. And I'll tell you what, he has got exactly what it takes to go to victory lane here tonight. Let's give you the unofficial finish to the race. In first spot, of course, the number 13 of Cassius Clark. In second, goes back to the number 5 of Jonathan Hicken. In third spot, the 99 of Craig Slonway. There you go, Craig, got your name right this time. In fourth spot, the number 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. In fifth spot, it goes back to the number 88 of Donald Chisholm. In sixth, the number 42 of Kyle Reed. Seventh spot was the 91 of Dylan Gosby. In eighth spot, the 19, Kenny Wallace. In ninth spot, the number 48 of Waylon Farrell. In tenth spot, the number 23, Lonnie Somerville. 11th spot, the number 82 of Chris Hughes. The number 82. There you go. In 12th spot, the number 2 of Ashton Tucker. In 13th spot, the 53 of Cole Butcher. 14th spot goes to the 52 of Sean Tucker. 15th, the 54 of Jared Butcher. In 16th spot, the 0 of Sean Turpel. 17th, the 18 of Darren McKinnon. In 18th spot, the number 29F of Greg Fay. In 19th spot, the number 8 of Kent Vincent. 20th goes to the 32 of Sarah McKay. 21st spot is the 31 of Chris Reed. 22nd spot goes to the 44 of Russell Smith Jr. 23rd, the 21 of Sean Pierce. 24th spot is the 02 of Craig Ward. In the 25th spot, the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. 26th spot, the 56 of Josh Collins. 27th, the 11 of Marty Prevost. The 28th goes to the 14 of Terry Duguay. 29th spot, the 40 of Robbie McEwen. 30th was the 23 of Brandon McFarland. 31st spot, the 29 of Greg Proud. And in 32nd tonight, the 97 of John Fleming. Those are your unofficial results for the 2019 IWK 250 presented by Steve Lewis. Guys, I think it's time to get some thoughts. Tim, what do you got going on down there if you're not too tied up? It's okay.
We're right here.
There you go.
The Jonathan Hicken team getting the photos done here. I'm going to see if I can slide in and talk to Rolly McDonald over here because I know he's right at the front of the car and they've had a busy night for King Racing. Rolly, two cars, top two for you and the five car. How big is that?
Big. Especially after last year, this is tremendous. Yeah, to have the comeback we did and pull this off here. I mean, the two top cars, they run flawlessly all night. And I can't say enough to, you know, Andrew there, heads up the whole team. And without him, we wouldn't be here, truly. And Cassius did a hell of a job wheeling it. But Andrew gave him a good car. It was pretty easy, I think, really. So, anyway, no, it's great. It's just, this is what racing's all about, you know. So, love it.
And look at the awesome crowd we had here tonight, too. It's great. When are we going to see you next? When are we going to see you guys next?
Cat 250 will be in Halifax, and then we'll be back here in September, and hopefully have my grandson here along with probably Austin, or with Cash, I'm sorry, and yeah, we'll do it all over again.
So you might end up having a 1-2-3 finish then. Pardon? Might have a 1-2-3 finish with Jonathan Hicken on the podium and two King cars, right?
That'd be nice. Yeah, I'll go for that.
There you go. Congratulations. Go celebrate.
Thank you.
That's Roland McDonald, happy down here in Victory Lane. And his cars, once again, performing Fury Race Cars, doing a great job here, one and two. And they put on a great show tonight, Joe.
Absolutely. Tim, before I let you go, give me your closing thoughts on this year's IWK 250.
Torrid pace at the start, lots of green flag laps, and then a little pause at the end, and it ramped up the intensity. Jonathan Hicken let Cassius Clark and the 13 team know he was there, but a good point night for the five of Jonathan Hicken. I don't have the points right in front of me, but it should be close going back home to Oyster Bed Speedway coming up in 2 weeks' time. So great 250, memorable race. Congratulations to Cassius Clark, and we'll see what happens now as we have the curtain fall on this one and then head to OBS for the Lucas Oil 150, 2 weeks' time. And, of course, we'll be there as well with Race Time Radio, right?
Absolutely. You want to hand your mic over to Dylan? I need his closing thoughts before we get to the other guys. Dylan, what did you think of that?
This was my first complete IWK 250, and it was amazing. What a finish coming down to the wire between Jonathan Hicken and Cassius Clark. I mean, couldn't ask for a better finish, couldn't ask for a better night of racing, and it was great to see everyone out here supporting the IWK Foundation, the IWK Hospital, and really soaking in a great night of racing. Joe, can't explain it any better than that.
Absolutely. Great job on everything that you've done here today. Same thing with Tim Terry. Unbelievable job. Let's make it over there to Mr. Brad. Man, what did you think of that one, big guy?
Well, Joe, that's the first time I saw a 250 run that fast with three cautions. We knew after practice Cassius was going to be fast. He was the top of the board. Jonathan Hicken was the top of the board. Blakehorn was the top of the board. Blakehorn doesn't get through. We knew that Slonwaite had his car adjusted, and he was waiting for the last half. So, once again, a great show. I got to think, Joe, these drivers are really, really getting a lot better, because when we used to do these 250s, we used to have 10, 15, 18 cautions, but when you can run a race at that speed with that many cars and not have only three cautions other than that red flag at the end, it's an unbelievable show they've put on here. And once again, they've proven that on the East Coast it's the best racing you're going to see. And how about the full house of fans we had? Beautiful day, beautiful weather, beautiful race, nice racing last night, great racing tonight. You can't ask for any better. Once again, we walk away from a 250 and wonder, what are we going to do next to top that? But I'm sure we will.
Incredible. Dynamite job. You add so much to our broadcast, Bradman, and we surely appreciate absolutely all you do. Jerry Paxton, Paris, Ontario, will be coming unglued. That was a huge one here tonight.
You know, it was everything we expected it to be. We anticipated it to be. We were pumped up on the plane coming out here. When we got here and we watched practice, we watched those Fury cars just dominate the leaderboard. And we all knew what we were in for. We talked to the drivers. They were all confident. They had good equipment. And you know what? We saw it. They did. The problem was Cassius had a better equipment, and he was ready to roll. But everything we expected. If somebody would have told me we're going to do 250 laps, we're going to have three cautions, and we were going to run essentially green to checkered, I'd say no. That can't be the way it goes, but it did, and compliments to all the drivers that participated, because they made the show, and they did it in a great way. It was entertaining, it was fast, and it was exciting. And that shootout at the end, man, you couldn't have scripted that any better. To the drivers who fell victim to the heat, we hope you get over it in a hurry and that you're back with us soon. And, hey, what else is there to say but next stop, Jukasa.
Absolutely. Good job down there, Jerry Paxton. Always appreciate everything you guys do down there. And we got a one more tip of the cap to Josh Paxton, and I know he is looking forward to getting out to PEI. I got to thank Susie back in the Racetime Radio studio for hooking us up and getting us all going here. Just dynamite stuff. Next up is PEI, Oyster Bed Speedway, for Racetime Radio. We look forward to bringing you that. I don't know how we're going to top this for 2020, but I can well imagine the plans have already begun for the 2020 version of the IWK 250. If you didn't make it here this year, what do you say you make some plans yourself and join us here next year for Canada's ultimate short track race, the IWK 250, presented by Steve Lewis. Congratulations to the number 13, Cassius Clark, and his whole team on that 13. Just a dynamite job. But that's going to do it for us here today. Sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Send your cards and letters. Let us know. Surely appreciate it. Have a good one, everyone. Be safe. Drive carefully. We want to see you back next time here at the IWK 250. PEI is next. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig, dig, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.